Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to. Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Well, look at you.
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Here in California, it's 67 degrees, and it will be 92 degrees. Oh, boy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We're worldwide. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I basically just opened my eyes. It is now 7:03 a.m. We've been on the air for 1 minute. Our main subject today. You know, I think Donald Trump is, and we haven't talked about politics in a while. First, he's a loser. And before I get into this idiot, I hope you guys do run Donald Trump in 2024. Yes, it is. Because the man is not expanding his base at all. He's convinced that he lost the election or was stolen from him. He didn't have enough votes to win the popular vote from Hillary, and he didn't have enough vote to win the past election. And he's not expanding his audience at all. In fact, people are running away from this idiot. So with that mentality, yeah, I hope you guys do run him again, because you'll lose again. It's like having a losing sports team. A, don't recruit any other players to be a better team. So you keep playing the losers, and hopefully that you win. He doesn't have enough people. And on that point, he doesn't have enough people. Brady, who's a conservative, and Donald Trump bragged about he went out with his daughter. Even laughed at him yesterday, made a joke yesterday, when the Buccaneers went to the White House. Brady did. Even Tom Brady made fun of Donald Trump. He's losing more and more people each day. And I hope you guys do place this idiot as your champion, because like I said, he has not been expanding his base at all. He thinks the election was stolen from him. That means he doesn't have the numbers. The latest thing is him and Tom, or Bill O'Reilly, I'm sorry, him and Bill O'Reilly are supposed to be going on a tour, and they're having problems selling tickets. He's done. He's done. But here's what Tom, and you know, here's what Tom Brady has said about his friendship with Donald Trump. Tom Brady didn't leave Beal. He did a swipe at Donald Trump, claims of fraud at the 20. I want to kind of run it because it was funny. Here it is right here. And this is Tom Brady, even making fun of Donald Trump, saying the election is stolen. So the Buccaneers were at the White House. Joe Biden, and they gave Joe Biden his Buccaneer t-shirt. To be fair, Tom Brady skipped Barack's invitation when he was at the White House. So, without further ado, remember, Donald Trump loves Tom Brady, brags about him all the time. And here's what Tom Brady said at the White House. I think, here we go. Unless they're going to load another ad, in which they're going to load another ad. Which is something stupid. And it doesn't seem like I can unhook the mute button on these ads. And that's how it is on live TV or live radio. I'm waiting for it. It's on the Newsweek site, so sometimes they get screwed up. Let's see.
Our rhythm, we got on a roll. Not a lot of.
Oh, here we go. Here's Tom Brady at the White House yesterday.
But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, you know, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
Even Brady's laughing at him, laughing at Donald Trump. Even Brady is. The headline says, Tom Brady jokes about elections with Biden. 40% of the people still don't think we won. Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady on Tuesday poked fun at those who have continued to dispute the results of the 2020 presidential election. Brady, along with the rest of the Bucs team, visited the White House as a result of winning the Super Bowl. While speaking in front of the reporters outside the White House, Brady joked that some people still don't believe the Bucs won the Super Bowl. Allowing to those who still believe that the presidential election was stolen and President Joe Biden didn't win it legitimately. Brady said, we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people think that we won. Brady said in regard to winning the Super Bowl on February 7th, he said, in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. Shortly after Brady's comments, Biden says, I understand that. I understand that. Even Brady, who has been a part of the 7 Super Bowl winning teams, continued his speech, personally, it's nice for me to be back here. Since Biden took office in January, former President Donald Trump and others have disputed the results of the election, claiming it was stolen. A Monmouth University poll for March found that 65% of the Republicans voters said Biden's win in the election was a result of the voter fraud. The poll also found 29% of the Republicans saying that they refuse to accept Biden as a legitimate president. I understand that because I never accepted Trump as a president. He's an idiot. And we're going to hear a lot of shit what was going on. I mean, you don't know how close our country turned to shit because of dumb fuck Trump. Despite the polls finding, numerous election officials and Trump's Attorney General Bill Barr said that there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud in 2020. Brady went on to make another joke about Biden and those that referred to him as Sleepy Joe. On numerous occasions, Trump has referred to him that way. And this was Brady. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, Brady said. And they started calling me Sleepy Tom. While laughing, Brady then looked at Biden and asked, why would they do that to me? Despite Brady's comments on Tuesday, he was previously seen as a Trump supporter in 2015. A Make America Great Again hat was spotted in Brady's locker while a member of the New York England Patriots. Really no deeper cut for Trump than Brady saying it. And there it is. And then you have people saying, like Matt Gaetz saying, there aren't a lot of things I think could make Trump much angrier than Brady and Biden yucking it up together at his expense. Exactly. See, Trump hates it when people make fun of him. Trump is becoming the laughing stock as everybody knows who he is. And it's embarrassing. He's an idiot. He's a dumb fuck. He's a fool. He was a puppet. Yesterday, an ex-prosecutor warns more to come after Trump's ally Tom Barrack, was charged. So the former federal prosecutor Barbara McQuaid warned more charges could be on the cards following the indictment of Tom Barrack. The longtime friend of ex-President Donald Trump, who was accused of working secretly for the government of the United Emirates. I mean, I cannot tell you how many people around Donald Trump has been indicted, including his attorneys. 4 short years, and most everybody around him has been indicted. And now they're going after Ivana or whatever. Even Brady's laughing at the dude. So go ahead and run your champion. I hope you do. I'm a Democrat. I pray that you do. This loser, even in Arizona, they were laughing at him. So this loser, and you decide, again, he's not expanding his base. He's still pissed off about the last thing, and he's holding on to his base. He's not expanding it at all. He never had the numbers when he was popular. He did not win the popular vote with Hillary or with Biden. Yeah, go ahead and run your president. Well, that's our main story. We haven't done it. I'm just touching on it. And then some of you fools get really creative. And we're going to do the story. Some of you fools are making your own fake pussies. You're very creative, and we're going to get into it. How people are making fake pussies now. You're listening to Hammer 96.7. BT Radio. Number one in drive time, baby. And if you'd like to come into the show today, you're more than welcome. Some of you. The number is 319-527-6099. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the pandemic and then our main story. This is serious business. Serious business. And I don't believe this. You got a lot of Republicans. I mean, Tucker from Fox News is telling people to get your shots. Yeah. You got people like Lindsey Graham telling people to get your shots. You got, and this is another chink. This is another part of Trump's armor that is chipping away. You got Republicans now doing campaigns about get your shot. This dude, and telling people to wear a mask. I don't even watch Fox News. I forgot who Tucker Carlson. Okay. Yeah, you got Tucker Carlson. Let me see if I can get it. This is interesting. Let's see if I got him. Here we go. This is from Fox News. You're not going to even believe this shit. It's Fox News right here. Breaking away from Trump and telling people to get their shots. Here it is. Oh, now I got music. I hate when they just put music here. Let me see. All right, that's just music. I'm going to hear it. Well, here's a Fox reporter reveals why Tucker was lying about it, and then maybe that's why he made a thing about getting your shots. Well, here it is right here, Fox News. This was July 19, 21. Here we go.
If vaccines work, why are vaccinated people still banned from living normal lives? Honestly, what's the answer to that? It doesn't make any sense at all. If the vaccine is effective, there is no reason for people who have received the vaccine to wear masks or avoid physical contact. So maybe it doesn't work, and they're simply not telling you that.
Fox host Tucker Carlson is one of many in the right-wing media casting doubt on life-saving COVID vaccines, even as unvaccinated Americans continue to drive up COVID case numbers. Let's talk about this now with former Fox News chief political correspondent Carl Cameron. He is now the co-founder of Front Page Live. And I wonder, I think I know the answer, but I want to know from you, why are hosts like Tucker Carlson doing this?
It's about ratings.
Just money.
And ratings ultimately become revenue. And that's the name of the game. Whoever gets the most clicks on social media makes the most money, gets the most fame, gets the most attention, and that type of activity is not journalism. It's not news. It's gaslighting. It's propaganda. I mean, just last week, new infections went up 70%. And according to the CDC, the NIH, which oversees the CDC, it is absolutely 99.5% of those infections are people who haven't gotten vaccinated. I mean, come on. Anybody who disputes that sort of stuff is putting people's lives at risk and potentially killing them.
No question about it. And we see this red state, blue state divide in vaccinations. So you say it's about a business model. Isn't killing your own supporters a bad business model?
Absolutely. It makes no sense whatsoever. This is literally the metaphor of the lemmings running to their own slaughter. People who are listening to that sort of stuff instead of the science, which goes way, way back, We would not be the world we are today if it weren't for penicillin. These types of things are real, and to suggest that they're not, particularly if you have no education in science and medicine, it is just plain lying to the American people and putting them at risk of death. We now have this situation. I mean, we saw Sanjay over there in Japan. An American athlete at the Olympics is out, and God knows how sick he could get.
Mm-hmm.
This is wrong for journalists to be doing this, or people who call them that, whether it's Fox or One America Network or Newsmax. These are all cable channels that are perpetuating lies, and it has to be stopped. In fact, I've been working hard. We've got a coalition going on now called Persuasion US with a number of organizations, institutions, activists across the country. It's an incredibly diverse group. And for Republicans of goodwill, who understand that what's happening to the Republican Party and the country as a consequence of what Trump and the far right did is really, really dangerous. And it's time for the left, Democrats need to start fighting the way Republicans do. There's no such thing as a one-year presidential race. It's all 4 years. It's 24/7 on the Republican side, raising money, making up stories, trying to denigrate half of the country who are on the left-hand side of it, and that includes those people of color in many cases, and it has to stop. There are organizations all over the country who are trying to fight this disinformation disease, and we're joining that fight, and we need a lot of help. It's going to take money, and it's going to take time, and we need to start doing it now because the Republicans have been doing it all the way since the beginning of the year for the upcoming Congress, congressional races next year, and the White House for 3 years from now.
And I know that's part of a letter that you and others wrote to the DNC and to Democratic funders. You know, I always wonder as I'm watching these insane claims, they just seem so nuts, and yet you know that there are millions of people watching them and believing them. And I always wonder, you know, is that guy vaccinated? Maybe, very probably. And I would like to know. I would like to know when it comes to the kind of drivel that is coming out about vaccines. Do you think that Fox hosts like Laura Ingraham, like Tucker Carlson, should say whether or not they themselves chose
Absolutely.
To take the vaccine?
As a journalist, I'll tell you, I had a Moderna shot. I got it in March. And I think anybody who comes on television and talks about coronavirus with any kind of authority has to explain where they stand. It is inconceivable to me that people who won't explain what they're doing for their own health when they're trying to inform the United States of America. The hypocrisy of it and the danger of that potential falsehood, saying, yeah, I've got one, and not having one, is exactly the kind of deceit that Trump started even before he was elected.
And to that point, explicitly, I mean, Donald Trump hid the fact that he got vaccinated in January.
Right.
Why would he not take credit for that? You know, the Operation Warp Speed being enormously successful, but it begins with the ex-president of the United States who hid that. Let me ask you this. When you talk to your former colleagues at Fox, you were there for years, what do you say to them about this danger of becoming complicit in a disinformation effort that's killing people?
Well, there are still some good, solid, fair-minded journalists at Fox, and I don't ever want to malign them. But it is the opinion hosts mm-hmm. who aren't journalists per se. They're talking heads. And their job, their reward, is bringing eyeballs on television. And all they really got to do is keep people watching until it's commercial time, and then it's ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching for the network. And it works really well in prime time, but it's not news. And there are people within the organization who've been let go. There are people who have departed, and some of them are good journalists who have already landed elsewhere, which says something, that there is a bit of I wouldn't say it's an employee problem for the company yet, but a lot of talented people have decided to go elsewhere.
Yeah, it is a sad situation. I think when we watch some of what is happening with what some of these hosts are saying, it's gross, quite frankly.
The bottom line is this country needs to begin to have a conversation again. And even families that have stopped talking to one another, it's time to try to have a conversation with your loved ones, even if you disagree with them. Make sure that they understand that you're worried about their health. Give them an opportunity to hear some truth. Don't yell at them. Don't make it nasty. Try to be empathetic. People have been disillusioned and people have been gaslit, and they don't understand it. It's not their fault that they listened to their president. For the last 250 years, our leadership has been fairly reliable. It was not so in the last four.
It's such an important point, reaching out to try to bridge those divides from a position of empathy, not judgment, because that might help turn this tide.
And that was from an ex-Fox reporter. Now, you just heard Tucker talk about it. Now, Fox News got into a lot of problems. They were going to get sued. And so all of a sudden they did a turnaround as of yesterday. Here we go. And this was yesterday, Fox News, about vaccination. Very interesting. And he's absolutely right. They're gaslighting you, eyeballs. Now here's Fox News yesterday. Listen to this. Oh, God, it's more music. Basically, Fox News is apologizing and they're saying, get your shot. Get your shot done. And I'm trying to find it, but you've seen it. You've seen it. And I can't find Tucker Carlson. It was yesterday that he came on and pleaded with everybody to get their vaccine. Not only is Tucker Carlson, but a lot of the Fox people are saying the same thing. So you're finding out the little chinks in Trump's armor. He's going down. And they know it. And what's happening, and which I do like, is that they're doing this audit thing in Arizona to find out if the... It is run by QAnon people who also looking at lizard people, if you believe in lizard people. And their Congress is holding them accountable, saying, once you complete your audit, you're going to come see us. And they're scared to death, and they're backing down. Trump's lies, as now, people are now coming at him and admitting that he's a liar and he's a dumb fuck. And I wish I could play it, but just trust me, Tucker Carlson and Fox News is now saying get vaccinated. And let me see if I can find that. It's very interesting how I'd like to see Trump go down and be held accountable. Now I'm hoping it's not the music, just the music. I'm hoping people talk. Again, they got music up there, which is shitty. Let's see. Here's Trump. He's even telling 4 months ago, Trump urges Americans to get COVID vaccine in Fox News exclusive. Even Donald Trump is saying it. The lies are coming now. And people are testing them. It's true. 97% of the people in the hospital on ventilators getting hospital care are unvaccinated. They said this new Delta variant is so strong and so contagious that it's just wiping people out. Even in California, where I live, they put the new wear your mask indoor thing because this variant is just so dangerous and it's just sweeping California. Even people who are vaccinated are catching this shit. That's how strong this is. So I just want to say that you hear the fools talk about falsy is a fake. Well, those are nitwits and idiots and morons and fools. Trump wanted to put this on falsy because he disagreed with them, and they brought the lie that falsy has something to do with something. But they're morons. Anybody tells you that Dr. Fauci is a fake is a fool and a moron and an idiot. Fauci had a little thing with Senator, let me see if I can get it, with Rand Paul, which was really good. And here's how it went. Rand Paul, he's not really a Republican, but he more or less likes to lick Trump's ass when he goes poo. And he's trying to call Fauci a fake. And here's how that went. and Fauci gave it to that fucker. These lines that Trump's been saying, people now are understanding that it's all lies and it's hurting people. Here's Fauci yesterday.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans,
right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2, that's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
The evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it. Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is the gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
You can't
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth.
Senator, time has expired, but I will allow the witness to...
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible to result in SARS-CoV-2.
Cause the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they're animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Did you know that you can make money from YouTube within the next...
It's about time we start fighting back from these bastards, morons, and motherfuckers. The lies are coming home to roost, and we are serving it up, you motherfuckers. Donald Trump has no more power. People are abandoning him like crazy. People are getting arrested. Our main story, you're going to hear it. Everybody around him for 4 years. Four fucking years. Just four little short years. He's been impeached twice. Everybody around him has been indicted. He's up on more charges about being indicted. His family's being indicted. He's lying. He's killing people by lying about the vaccine. I can go on and on and on, not to mention, you know, let me tell you something. It's always bothered me. When I was making movies and everything, it wasn't hard to get laid. Even when I wasn't making movies, it wasn't hard to get laid. I walked down to McDonald's so I could get laid. And I want you to really think about this. When you watch porn, and everything comes to porn, just bear with me. These are the skankiest, and we're talking adult books. We're talking people who actually make the movies. We're not talking amateur shit. Amateur shit is just an exhibition shit. I love you amateurs. Nothing wrong with you. Let's go with the fuckers who are pretending to be actresses and porn actresses, the dirty dogs. These are the skankiest, no moral people in the world. We're talking about the actresses, porn actresses who make these movies. And if you've ever seen a porn movie, you're seeing these dirty, filthy animals banging away on this girl who's usually high, okay? She's nothing but, she's a cum disposal unit, basically. All right? The worst of the worst. You cannot get, you know, it's like a porn actress will not lay, you know, she will not say no. You put a camera in front of her, she's doing it. Here's the test. Donald Trump was so good and so popular and so rich and everything. Why would he have to pay a porn star, an over-the-heel porn star, by the way? Not a young 22, 23, 24, but somebody in their 40s that cannot make it in porn anymore because people don't want to see her fuck. And he has to pay her over $100,000 to fuck him? That is sad. You're paying a porn star $100,000 to fuck you? Come on, man. In your own wife's bed while she just gave birth to your son and you still have to pay her? How sick and what a loser you are. What a loser. I'm just going with that. I'm going with that. And I'm going to say this. And there's some people who believe that when you take these shots, they're putting a microchip in your body. There's actually people who believe that. They think Bill Gates is putting a satellite in your shoulder or whatever. I took my shot. There is nothing. There's no microphone in there. There's nothing in my arm that Bill Gates is tracking me. And if Bill Gates is tracking me, so what? Hey, look, Bill, look what I'm doing. You guys are just so stupid. What do you think? So he's going to put a microchip in my arm because I took a shot? So what's going to happen when I go to the bathroom and I'm going to get ads coming on my ass? I can see now he has nothing better to do. Well, I put some microchip in Brian's arm because he just got his shot. Let's see what he's doing now. Oh, he's talking on the radio. Oh, he's going to the bathroom. This is good. There are people who actually think that. There's people who actually think that. There's people who actually think that Dr. Fauci, who's a scientist, is a fake. And why am I going off on it? 97% of people in the hospital on ventilators, 97% of people are dying. And they are unvaccinated. These are the numbers. These are the numbers. And when you come to me and says, well, I just don't know, experimental, and I don't know what's going to happen. Well, we do know what happens when you drink, right? Well, and people say, well, what do you mean, Brian? Well, every medicine has a reaction. When you drink, you get drunk. You don't feel good the next day. You vomit. It hurts your liver. Drinking can cause liver damage. Did you get, well, I didn't know that. Yeah. You take an aspirin. You take enough of aspirin, you know what it causes? Again, it affects your stomach lining. It affects other stuff. I didn't know that. So when you tell me, well, we don't know the long run after you take the vaccine. Well, we know the short run when you don't. You die, motherfucker. You die. You die. This new variant is going nowhere. And it's kicking our asses. And documented, unless you go on the guy with the blue tail and the alien creature in a QAnon thing going, well, I think Bill Gates is doing it, or you believe these theories. I don't care what theories you believe. 97% of the people in the hospitals are unvaccinated. And, you know, these people give me crack up when they're going to take my privacy and they're going to take my information. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Bill Gates is going to take my information, Brian. And what? Well, he's going to know where I shop, and then I'm going to pop out. It's going to come out of my butt. And then my brain's so stupid, I have to follow what he says. And I don't know, Bill. Shut up. Do you know, and do you know who else is following you? If you drive a new car, there's a GPS in your car, your insurance people are following you, because when you get in an accident, your insurance people are going to pull your car and find out where you've been, how fast you drove. You know who else is following you? Your phone. You really think you own your phone? You do not own your phone. Wake up, people. You are renting your phone from the communication company. And any time that the police want to get into your phone and find out what you did, they go to the communication company. They don't go to you. They don't go, Brian, this is the police department. Hello, police department. Brian, we need to get in your phone. Why, police department? Well, we want to check to see what you're doing, who you're talking to, or did you commit a murder? I said, no. Do you have a warrant? Nigga, please. I'm already in your phone. I'm calling you right now. Hello? Hello? This is the police department. I'm in your phone, Brian. Shit. The communication companies can get in your phone anytime you want to. That's not your phone. You are renting that phone. Whether you're with Verizon, T-Mobile, whatever, they have all your information. They got all your pictures. You go, I ask any fool, well, where's that naughty picture that you put? Oh, I erased it. Really? Where do you think it went? It went into the cloud. Well, where's the cloud? I don't know. Well, the cloud is some pervert wearing glasses right there and going, and there's a desk going, I'm the cloud. I got all of your information, everything you wrote. And if the cops wanted to track you, they could track you by your phone if they really wanted to. So don't think, well, I don't want to take the virus thing because Bill Gates is going to, what the fuck does Bill Gates care about you? No, it's not true. But some idiots want to believe it. And then you're going to say, well, why are you getting on? And why are you going off, Ryan? You know what I mean? We just want to enjoy the show. Shut up. You're not going to enjoy this show because I'm not enjoying it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Reason I got mad at this, and this is not a really true story. I mean, this is not our main story. But I have to tell you this. And you need to really listen to me. You really need to listen to me because I'm sick and tired of trying to save my people. No, not the mentally ill people, black people. Well, the mentally ill too, okay. I like them. They support me. But you really need to listen to this. The equity toll of black Americans, 74,000 more deaths this year. Black people are dying like you would not believe. The life expectancy for a white person, it's 75 years old. The life expectancy of a black man is 64. I can't pull it up, and I'll try to pull it up. It's very interesting. I was watching MSN, and they were talking about Biz Markie. I think it's Biz Markie. He was a singer. He was a hip-hop artist who died recently, maybe 3 days ago. He was the one who was singing Just a Friend and said Just a Friend. He died at, I think, 57. And they went to four more rappers who died at 48 within a week or two. 48, 52, 56. Black people are dying. And let me tell you something, fools. And when you tell the black community, do not take their vaccination, you are helping the death of killing us. Of killing us. You think, now white people, if you go to the emergency ward, and you got white people with ventilators and everything, and hospital pack. I don't see no black people. I go, where are the black people? Well, they're in the other hospital. There are no ventilators. Got them there breathing in a brown paper bag. And they're going, ooh, ooh, and it's a brown paper bag. Sometimes the doctors will come by and pop the bags, and you're dead. There's no ventilators for us. There's no room for us. We're in a garage. And every time a black person says, I am not taking a shot, bye-bye. I can go on with the average black person, how long they live. We live basically 10, the white people live 10 years more than black people. Black people are dying left and right. COVID, motherfucker, that COVID is taking us like you would not believe, taking us like the Kardashians, killing us off because of misinformation, because niggas say, I ain't taking no shot. Well, you're not going to take, don't take a shot. Nobody's telling you to take a shot. And you know what? You're going to catch it. This shit, we're already up to almost, even California had to go back to wearing masks. This shit is dangerous. This shit is fast. This shit is contagious. They can't even control this shit. Even Johnson & Johnson, if you even took your Johnson, there's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not in a mood. If you took your vaccine, your Johnson vaccine, you are not going to believe what's happening. I'll just read it. Johnson and so some people go, I got the Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine produced fewer antibodies against the Delta compared with other shots in the experiment. Ezra said we should worry about this. What it means is that if you got the Johnson vaccine, you're not protected. Johnson is saying, what the fuck? Delta is kicking Johnson's ass. And so now they're talking about a booster for Johnson. It's kicking its ass. They're talking about a booster for 6 months to a year for the Moderna and also for the Pfizer. So it doesn't really matter what you do. Even people who are vaccinated are catching this. Now, they've been interviewing people who are vaccinated and catching this. They're coming down with a mild cold, a little headache. That's it. That's it. Versus Willie over there going, hey, Brian, what do you got? Oh, I got a little headache. I'm going to take an aspirin. What's going on with you, Willie? Willie? And Willie's bringing out a paper bag because it's a ventilator because he can't afford to go to a good hospital. Brian, I'm near death. I go, I know you are. You should have took your shot. Tried to tell you. 97% of fools who did not take their shots are in the hospital. You're going to catch it. Just because you're not going to take the shot doesn't mean COVID's not coming for you. It's coming for you. And you are unvaccinated and you go, well, I'm going to take the chance of COVID. Well, here's what happens when you catch it. People die. People are in hospitals and everything. That's it. You're going to catch it. If you have children, you're going to catch it. Your kids are going to go to school. You're going to bring it home to you. You're going to catch it. You go to the store, you're going to catch it. You're going to catch it. Whether you like it or not, and I don't care what your beliefs are, you're going to catch it. And this Delta variant is no joke. And the next one's going to be even worse than that. That's like telling the guy in a gang fight, all right, you ready? We're going to go and have a gang fight. What's going on with you? Well, I don't like to shoot people. So what did you bring? Nothing. It's always that guy. But what do you mean you brought nothing? Well, I'm just going to be with y'all, and I'm not going to shoot anybody. I just don't like to do it. Well, we're going to go into a gang fight. Well, I'm just going to wear my clothes. But you're not protected. Well, I got some tight underwear on, and if they kick me in the balls, I'll be okay. Dude. You need to get a gun or something to protect yourself. I am not going to be protected. I don't believe in it. I don't want to go the bang bang. Now you're going to die. Not going to die. And it's the same thing. When somebody says, I am unprotected, I didn't even take the steps to protect myself and my family, It's the same thing. You're going to war without any armor, without any protection, and you think you're going to come out okay. And that same scene. Well, you're fighting, bang, bang, everybody's laying on the ground. Everybody gets in the car. We're skidding away except for George here. And they go, well, where's George? Well, George's laying on the ground bleeding. Oh, shit. Now we got to go pick up George. George, what's going on? I got shot, Brian. You did? Yeah, I got shot in the ass. I got shot in the head. And I got shot in the arm. I told you to bring your protection. Well, maybe next time. Next time? Nigga, you're dead. I got to go. And then we leave him. And the last thing, he's waving his arm, reaching out to us, going, Brian, I go, you should have had protection. Can't help you now. If you don't care about yourself, care about your kids, because they're going after your kids too. And we'll be right back with, we're going to say hello to the morning crew. The main story is about an ex-prosecutor warns Donald Trump, we're coming after you, motherfucker. We already got Tom Barrack. And we got your other people. And Congress is saying we're holding you for your lies. Even Fox News, you got Tom Brady laughing at Trump. He's a joke. He's a dirty old joke. Ellen J., good morning. Mr. King Webb, good morning. Latia, good morning.
Hey.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hello.
Yeah,
good morning.
Did you see that thing yesterday?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ellen.
Tom Brady.
Good morning,
King.
Mr. King. Good morning, Mr. King.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers were at the White House. See, Tom Brady's another one of those dumb motherfuckers that won't get vaccinated because he doesn't want to put anything in his body.
Yeah, it's something. Even your guy, Scalise, he was on TV the other day, and he said, you need to get vaccinated. This guy said you need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, you know what? He was talking about these dumbasses. He was talking about the whole country, but he was mostly talking about the dumbasses that he governs here in Louisiana, the dumbass hillbilly hicks that don't want to get their asses vaccinated and that are causing us to go in the wrong direction.
Okay. And Alan's our public relation person.
Well, you know what?
My brother. I know you don't. I think everybody, I'm not mad at nobody. There's people in here who don't believe it and they fear it, and I understand it. I understand it. But I'm more mad because I know by facts what it's going to do to you when you catch it. And I don't want you to go through pain. But I understand that they're thinking, well, you know, you'll probably die before me because that's experimental shit, and what's it going to do to your stomach and what's it going to do to your head? And I've been reading these stories. I understand that. I understand it, and I respect their beliefs. And I won't say who they are, and, you know, they'll speak up when they want to.
I'm sorry, okay? The time for respect and beliefs is going out the window because these dumbass people are causing this country to go back in the wrong direction, and our economy will not be able to withstand another shutdown.
No, I do. You know what? Let me tell you something. As much as I want everybody to take their vaccine, especially black people, they're not dumbasses. This is what their beliefs are. You know, you could be Catholic, you could be Baptist, you can believe in God, not in God, you can believe in aliens, whatever. This is their belief. I happen to get mad at that point because they said to me, I'm protected. I said, I'm protected. They go, yes, it's going to be hard for you to catch it, and it's going to be hard for you to spread it. This is what they told me. And you're saying, who told you that? The same people who infected us with syphilis and said it was a headache disease. The government. Nobody trusts the government, and I don't blame. You have to understand, I don't blame these people, whoever they are. The government is not, they have been doing experiments on our citizens for God knows when. And believe it or not, they've been doing experiments on black people from the beginning of time. I mean, I can see from the first sponsor who made the rope. Well, they can't hang a nigger. Well, I don't know, sir. Well, let's try it out. Over here, Mr. Nigger. Yeah, boss. Get over here and see how the rope can hang. Oh, it does. Oh, it can hang you. Look at him dangling his little feet, and he hasn't touched the ground. That is the worst joke ever, King. I should be off the air. You know that? Even King says, I'm going to get out of here. What I'm trying to say is nobody trusts the government. Nobody trusts the government. The government has lied to us. The government has experimented on us. The government has done a lot of things to us. I understand. But you have to be a little more nicer, Alan, because you have to understand their fear of the – this is reality is this is still an experimental medicine. It is not sanctioned by the FDA yet. It's still experimental.
It is sanctioned, but no, it is sanctioned
no,
by
not.
The FDA. Brian. If it,
no, it's
if
not.
It wasn't
no, it's
sanctioned.
Not. No, it's not. No, it's not, kiddo. It's not sanctioned by the FDA. It's still an experimental medicine. It's an emergency experimental medicine. That's what it is. That's what the vaccine is. It's not sanctioned by anybody. They're trying to get approval. Pfizer's trying to get approval. Moderna's trying to get approval. J&J is trying to get approval. They haven't even been approved yet. They haven't. This is experimental emergency medical procedure that in law and the government says that if there's something like this, you're allowed to do experimental medicine to save lives. But it has not been approved. Now, don't you feel bad and say you apologize for the people who are dumb fucks and not going to get vaccinated?
Nope.
Okay. But that's the truth. So I don't blame the people being a little bit leery. Because, Ellen, the government has experimented on us a long time. You know what I mean? Ask the little aliens at 51, they're still getting experimented on. That's right, Brian. I've been in Area 51 for a long period of time, and they've been doing sexual experiments on me since 1999. You know that? You can't even go to Area 51. It's porn. They're doing things to aliens. Poor little bastards. I probably know some of them. But seriously, Ellen, I understand that, and I understand your anger, and I have the same anger. I have the same anger that I don't want people to be unvaccinated. I'm not blaming them that we got this, because if they told me that since you've been vaccinated, it's hard for you to contract it, and it's hard for you to transmit it. I said, so I'm fine? Yeah, so I don't give a fuck what anybody else do. I'm supposed to be protected. I'm supposed to be protected. Now, if you're telling me what you just told me, and I believe that, it's going to piss me off because you're telling me I'm not protected. You're telling me because of these people who haven't been vaccinated and we're not doing this herd thing, I'm in danger? I'm not supposed to be in danger. I'm not supposed – I don't – why should this unvaccinated
person –
Yeah, but they're saying
that you're in danger. No, Brian, they're saying that the Delta variant – that is a whole different thing from COVID-19. That is more contagious than COVID-19.
I'm supposed to be protected. I'm supposed to be protected. You're supposed to be protected. You even heard him on the news saying, well, the Pfizer and the Moderna, they're still holding up against the dead. You've heard it. The only thing that's falling is my Johnson.
I also heard that the longer that people who have not been vaccinated wait to get vaccinated, it causes everybody to be in danger of getting infected.
See, that's the problem, and I heard that too. And that's the problem that I'm having. It's like, wait a minute. You told me, and I'm not saying you, I'm talking Big Pharma, that I'm protected. Here's what you said. Brian, get your shot because it's going to be hard for you to get it. And it's going to be hard for you to transmit it. That's what they told me. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they were
how many people are
around.
They were
talking about COVID. No, they were talking about COVID-19. They weren't talking about this Delta variant.
Well, of course they weren't talking about the Delta thing because they didn't know about the Delta thing, and that's what's pissing me off. But then there's going to be something stronger than a Delta, Ellen. So after this Delta, and there's going to be something next week. It can be the Alpha because these things mutate. This is how it works. There's going to be so many different strands by Christmas time. Are we going to get vaccinated at each strand that comes out? Because if you're telling me that I have to get vaccinated, I'm not protected by the Delta. So the next one is going to be the Alpha. I'm not protected by the Alpha. So the next one is going to be, you know, the Fedora. Because it's going to mutate.
Well,
this is how viruses work.
Who got vaccinated. No, they said that everybody who's gotten their vaccine is protected. It's going to be... You know, if you catch it, it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder for you to catch it, but if you
do, your symptoms won't be... Well, that's what they said. They said that even if you catch it, you're going to come out with mild symptoms because you're going to catch it too. You're not prevented from getting it. I mean, we can still get it, and we will get it.
Yeah, and that's what they said. That, you know, they didn't say that you couldn't catch it. They just said that if you do happen to catch it, your
right.
symptoms won't be as bad as all those dumbasses who haven't gotten
vaccinated.
That's
what they said. But again, why should I care? Why should I care that I'm having a drink and I got this asshole here who's not vaccinated? I'm vaccinated. I am protected. I can sit there with my drink. And, you can't give me anything. If you can't. It's like if I'm protected with the measles, you can't give me the measles. Bye-bye, dude. Oh, look, he died. What a sad thing. He died right on his stool. Let me just see what's in his wallet and pay for these drinks, and I'm getting the hell out of here. I really don't care. I really don't care. I really don't. I don't care. And I'm talking about, I got my friends I do care about. But again, I respect my friend's opinion, and I respect my friend's wishes, and I respect my friend's fear. But I'm talking about the average person. I don't like that thing. Don't tell me news that just because people are not vaccinated, therefore now I have to wear a mask in the store. Motherfucker, they were not vaccinated before. Knock it off. What changed? Well, we have
but
a
they
Delta.
Were also telling.
Shut
yeah,
up.
But they were also telling people who aren't vaccinated, you know, let's go by the honor system, and if you're not vaccinated, wear a mask.
Right. It's bullshit. You're right. And they go, okay, people are cheating. Okay, everybody wear a mask. We're talking California. I'm going, wait a minute. I've been vaccinated. You told me I'm protected. Well, you got to wear a mask. Why do I got to wear a mask? Well, because other people are cheating, and there's just too many people around, and we got to protect everyone. Bullshit. Somebody's telling me some fucking shit. Somebody's telling me some bullshit. Wait a minute. There's nothing changed between last week and week. Those were the same motherfuckers, and I saw them. They were shopping here. You know, and if I had to use my logical mind, it's like, you motherfuckers. You dirty bastards. I know what's up with you guys. You are so upset that Biden didn't reach his little quota that you're going to do his bidding for him, meaning that you're going to punish all of us because you think first you're doing – I know the shit they're playing. Now here's the game. I'm going to pitch it to you, Ellen, and I know the game they're playing. They're going, well, let's get these people vaccinated, but they don't want to get vaccinated. Well, let's award these people. Let's reward these people that got vaccinated. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, let's let them go into stores and everything with no mask on. And then the unvaccinated people are going to see that they're walking around free like it's normal, and then it's going to tell them to get vaccinated. I mean, just hear me out, my theory. So we're walking around, and I'm walking around the store last week going, what's up, motherfucker, spitting and everything, you know, because I could. And then you got the unvaccinated people going, oh, look at Brian spitting on the food. I don't want this. I take a bite of a pear and I put it right back in the bin because I could do it because I'm vaccinated. Like, ooh, I'm vaccinated. So they see me walking around. Okay. So what it was the image for unvaccinated people going, damn, I wish I could finally go in the store and not wear a mask. That's what that was, right? And so unvaccinated people going, well, I want that freedom too. So I'm going to go get vaccinated so I can go in the store wearing no mask and I can take a bite of a pear and put it back. So it didn't work, right? So they realize, whoa, this is not working. Because unvaccinated people should be seeing what vaccinated people are going to ball games and going to bars and everything, and they're having no mask on and everything, and they're almost normal, and they're hugging each other, and they're kissing each other, and they could go to funerals. It was supposed to make the unvaccinated people going, damn, I wish I could do it, and they get vaccinated. Well, it didn't work. And the reason I know that theory is correct, because then they're going to say, okay, it didn't work. Okay, let's start offering them rewards. Hey, join the lottery ticket. If you get vaccinated, you can win a prize. Yeah. But you got to get vaccinated. Free beer. Yeah. You can win tickets to a concert. Yeah. Didn't work. Didn't work. And so they're doing this last thing because nothing has changed. This Delta variant has been around for didn't just pop up, Ellen. Nothing has changed. So here's what they're going to do. All right, that shit didn't work. The unvaccinated people, it didn't work. It didn't work. They're smarter than we thought they were. These people are smarter than we thought they were. Well, what are we going to do? I know what we're going to do. Let's punish the vaccinated people. Let's let everybody now has to wear a mask. Well, what's that going to do? Well, the vaccinated people are going to get mad at the unvaccinated people that they're the reason why they wore the mask. And then they're going to say, well, that don't make no sense. Why doesn't it make no sense? Because if you're vaccinated, you should not. It's hard for you to even catch the virus, let alone pass it on. Don't worry about that. People are stupid. So let's let the vaccinated people get mad at the unvaccinated people, and it'll force them to get a shot. That's what's happening here. We're gonna reward you in the beginning and show people we could go into stores, we can go to bars, we can go here, and we're unvaccinated. We can walk through the streets. We're unvaccinated. We're going to reward you for a while. And that was all a show for the unvaccinated people to say, shit, I want to do that. Let's get vaccinated. If that didn't work, we're going to promise you the lotto tickets. We're going to promise you money. We're going to do this and do this. That's not doing it. Every month we're going to draw. That's not doing it. So now we're going to say, okay, fuck it. Everybody wear the mask. Why do I have to wear a mask? I'm vaccinated. Shut up, fool. The shit didn't work. Shut up. And now I have to wear a mask, even though I'm vaccinated. What reason was that? It's like, why do I have to wear a mask? Well, you have to wear a mask because the unvaccinated people are not getting vaccinated. Well, I'm supposed to be protected from unvaccinated people. Shut up. Do what you said. Do what you have to do. That's what's happening as far as I'm concerned. That's the propaganda that's happening as far as I'm concerned. But that being said, you cannot deny 97% of people in the hospital,
yeah,
on ventilators,
I mean, yeah,
and dying,
it
are unvaccinated people. You cannot deny that. You cannot deny it. You can't run away from it. It's going to get you. It's like an ex-girlfriend. If she really wants you, she'll find you. No matter where you go, she will find you. You can't hide nowhere. You can't go to Brazil. She has family over there. She'll get you. Like a woman with child support, I'll find you. She will. Oh, she will. It will get you. Now, you could take your chances of, okay, I'll get through it because they know it's going to get us and hopefully my immune system and I'll get through it. Sure, I'm going to be worse off than Brian if he got it. Brian's eating pork rinds while I'm up here trying to breathe into a lunch bag.
A ventilator.
No, we can't afford ventilators. No insurance? Well, here's a lunch bag. Breathe deeply. That's a poor man's ventilator.
A poor man's ventilator?
Get old ventilator. When we come back, you're not going to believe what Trump says, but first I want to introduce, and thank you, Ellen. There's an argument on both sides. So I know my friend King Trump, my brother King strongly opposes a vaccine, and he is no dumb fuck. He is not a dumb fuck. And I know some other people who opposes a vaccine, and they are intelligent people. So don't fall into that category, but I do, you know, Ellen, that I really do believe that they're trying to make war with us, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. I'm on air. Who the fuck is calling me? Watch. Okay, hold on. You know what I like to do when these telemarketers call me, Ellen? Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me see. Hello. Wait a minute. I'm on. Hello.
Hi, today. This is Rebecca calling from the Vehicle Processing Department. Am I speaking with Mr. Jesus?
You're calling from the vehicle what market?
Vehicle Processing Department.
The Vehicle Processing Department?
Yes, and we are doing a follow-up call in regards to your 2013 Honda Civic.
Wait a minute. You're talking really fast. You're calling regarding my car. What year?
2013 Honda Civic.
Right. What's wrong with my car?
Right now, Mr. Jesus, approximately right now, how many miles are in your odometer?
Okay. Well, my name is Jesus, Can you spell my last name correctly? Because I want to make sure you got the name right. I am host. You can tell by my accent, I am Mr. Jesus.
Yes, your last name, sir, right? It's C-H-R-I-S-C.
That's right. Okay, so what's going on with my car?
Yes. It shows in the record, sir, that you are still qualified for an extended warranty. Right now, we are here to let you know the available coverage options, costs, and incentives for your vehicle. So right now, approximately how many miles are in your odometer? Can you please verify?
I sure can, because I qualify for the extended warranty. Yay! I have like 50,000, I think I have 65,000 miles on my vehicle.
Okay, 55,000 miles.
Well, sometimes I go to Mexico. Well, I do go to Mexico a lot. I pick up some relatives. I bring them over the border. Then I have to go back and pick some up and bring them over the border. So I'm about maybe 70,000.
Okay, 70,000 miles. Thank you. And for security purposes, sir, you are still from Glendale, California, which is your zip code. It's 91206. Am I correct?
Well, no, I'm in Beverly Hills now, but I used to live there.
But is it still your zip code right now?
Yes, it's still my zip code because some of the people that come from Mexico, I sell them. So I got a little higher zip code, but yes, that's my zip code.
To go over all the information, I'll be adding in this line the Honda license representative. Please stay in the line, sir, okay?
Okay. Again, are you sure? Are you spelling my name right, ma'am?
I'll call. I'll record. Yes, sir.
Are you? Yes, I am, Mr. Jesus. Okay. I can only hold for a little bit because I got my car running because I'm going to pick up some more bodies from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Again, I'll be adding the license representative.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Can you believe these motherfuckers? Extended warranty. Wow. Hello.
70,000 miles.
I've got everything pulled up for him. Thank you. Thank you. You're a very good woman. Who am I speaking to?
Mrs. Gage.
You're Mrs. Gage?
Jesus?
Yes, I am Jesus. What's your name?
Sorry,
I can barely hear. I'm deaf in this ear, and I'm sorry. I'm used to talking on the phone with my deaf ear. So you have to speak up a little louder. I can barely hear you. Got a lot of static.
We don't have a lot of static on my end.
Okay. Well,
so they're reaching out to you here this morning regarding your 2013 Honda Civic.
Ah.
The warranty that was on your vehicle had expired at this point.
Oh, shit.
Reaching out as a courtesy to...
Wait a minute. Hold on. My wife handles that. Can you hold on for a minute? Bitch, I told you the license expired. Why didn't you let me know it expired, you dumb bitch? Okay, go ahead. Because you're a fucker. Look, I fucked your mom, and she didn't even say thank you to me. And I fucked her again, and she didn't say thank you. She's a very rude woman.
You really speak to everybody like
that? No, only to your mother. And you know what? I am your father, by the way. And I'm not paying child support, because your mom gave me the worst blowjob I ever had, and she doesn't even have teeth. How dare she? No, do you have any better way to spend your free time trying to scam people? And tell your mom I'm not calling her. Oh, you hung up on me? How rude. Oh, what a rude people. I was going to get the warranty. Damn them.
You should have told them, do you have a 2013 or 2019?
I don't have it. I'm not even Jesus.
You should have told them.
No,
I'm
not even
at Jesus.
These guys rip you off and all this stuff. Let me tell you what happens with them. Can you hear him, by the way? Because I don't know if you can hear them. Can you hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Jesus. Yeah. You can tell by my accent, I'm Mr. Jesus. These extended warranty people.
And so when she said, can you spell, when you said, can you spell my name, and she spelled it C-H-R-I-S-T.
Yeah,
who cares? Christ.
Yeah, I know. Do you have better time to be saying that?
I just said, do you have better time, do you have any better time to scam people?
Can you believe this? Do you guys get those calls? Do you get those
rip-off
calls?
Yeah, I get these calls
these
all the
warranties?
Time, and I tell them.
Yeah.
Extended warranty.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
And I tell them, look, I don't even have a car, and my name's not the person that you're looking for.
I know. Do you still live there? No. Okay, hold on, please. Shut up. And his mom did give a bad blowjob, by the way. I didn't know anybody else to complain about. Do you have any better time to do this on the phone, sir? No, I don't. I got plenty of time. Bastard.
What about
and
you and your dumbass? Do you have
exactly.
any better time to scam people?
Well, see, what happens, here's what happens, because I used to be a telemarketer back in the day. When you hang up on them, what they do is they just put a little notation in the computer, and they send it to the next guy. They keep sending it to the next guy if you hang up on them so they can catch you. So the new guy that they hire gets the same number and they do the same call. So if you do this, kind of, oh, are they listening to me? I thought they hung up on, oh, they just hung up on me. I didn't know I was still on the phone with those bastards. So what you do is you do that. They put it in the notation that this guy's a fool, this guy's crazy, blah, blah, and they don't call you anymore. They don't want to call you. And you know what's really funny? If they ever call you on your cell phone, seriously, if they ever call you on your cell phone, and I did this, you could see the number that they called you from. And if you call the number, it is disconnected. See, and I can prove it to you. Let me see if I can got their. Let me see if I got their number. I'm live on the air. Let me see if the number was registered. And I'm going to call the number. Let me see if it was. Okay, here's the number. I haven't even called them yet, right? So I'm going to call the number back. I'm going to call the number back. This is what you would hear. Here we go.
Reached an outbound extension. To reach us, please refer to the toll-free number provided by your agent. Have a great day.
Well, let me see. Hold on. Let me see if I can call them again. Here we go.
Thank you for calling. You've reached an outbound extension. To reach us, please refer to the toll-free number provided by your agent. Have a great day.
Another time was the number was disconnected really quickly. So there you go. So I urge any of you listeners, if you get a call and it's about your warranty and your Jesus, talk about the guy's mother and say, I'll call you back, hang up, call the number, and you know it's a fake number. You know, Ellen, I like to play with these people. That one guy, I said that I killed my mom in the middle of that cable sale. He was trying to sell me cable. I said, just a minute, I'm killing my mother. You know.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Or the other time. Yeah, the other time where you said you killed your girlfriend.
Yeah, I was trying to bury her while they were trying to do the sales call. And the guy go, I'll hold.
Yeah, the guy actually stopped and said, have you finished killing her yet?
I know. All right, here we go. We're going to talk about Trump right now. 229, you're live on the air. How are you? You're live with Brian Hammer Jackson.
I'm great. Doing great. How you doing, Mr. Jackson? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and I recognize the voice, but I'm trying to get the name. Who am I speaking to, the honor of speaking to?
Yes, sir, it is Big Neil.
Big Neil! How you doing,
yes, sir?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Great, man. It's great to hear from you. Great to hear your voice, man. And great to hear from you, man. I'm glad to be back on your show, man. Like I said, I love it, man. Y'all had me laughing so hard, man. Boy, my stomach was hurting, man. My chest was hurting so hard from laughing at y'all, man. And I know I had y'all laughing too.
Yeah, you did. You were great.
I know y'all probably like. I know when y'all got out, you probably were like, God. Damn, boy, he can talk, and he is fun. He is a fun person, man. You know.
You were funny.
You know, I'm glad. Like I said, man, I'm just so excited, man, and glad to hear from you, man. I appreciate you, you know, letting me on and giving me an opportunity. And Mr. Kingwell, for he sent me to you. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Shout out to him, too.
Oh, yeah. Right. He's right here, too. King's right here. I think another one. I think this is Columbus Barry. Wait a minute. Good afternoon. Hold on, Mr. Big Neil. Hey, Columbus Barry.
Yes, sir.
What's up, my brother? I got Columbus Barry.
How you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. And here's King. King's going to say hello to y'all. King, everybody's here, man. The friends are here. We got Mr. Big Neil. We got Columbus Barry. King is right here. And I want to thank King for letting his friends know that we're on the air because I enjoy them and I love to hear from them. King?
Okay.
Let me
see. Hey, what's going on, Columbus? What's going
there
on?
There he is.
Hey, Mr. Columbus, how you doing? Hey, Mr. Bay.
I'm good at work, man. Trying to knock this shit out.
I heard
okay.
that.
Man, shoot, man, what you talking about, man? I work in that doggone, man, I work that doggone night shift. Woo, Lord have mercy, man. I was resting early, man. I was sleeping, I thought I was doggone, I thought I was dead, but I said, damn, I got up, I'm like, it's just how tired I was, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, man, I'm just beat, man.
I know it sounds stupid to say that, but I mean, I'm just kind of exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was just so tired, man. And then, you know what I'm saying, grinding, doing the music thing and stuff, man. It's hard work and it pays off. That's what I love to do. And
we got some good things going on with musicians that you guys are going to love, but man, it's just good to hear you. And King, I got to say thank you for bringing your friends like Big Neil and Columbus, man. And they moved the conversation forward. I enjoyed it. For a while, it was just all nothing about women. Yeah, for
mm-hmm.
a while, King,
yeah.
It was just women and me and you, right? And all these women were talking,
oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit.
Hey.
But,
and boy, I remember, I remember the fan. I never forget that friend that came on. She said, oh, you didn't know that women don't have menstruational pause, they can't get pregnant. I said, well, damn, I said, excuse me then. I said, I'm sorry. I said, hold on, cowboy, I didn't know. I really didn't. And she said, you got a wife, right? I said, yeah, but, I mean, I'm not her. I'm a man.
Right.
I'm a male. So how would I know that? And
I agree.
What I wanted, also, too, Mr. Jackson, what I wanted to speak on, too, man, I was listening to the thing you were talking about the extended warranty. Man, that was so hilarious, man. And that was hilarious, and it's so freaking true because I'm going to tell you a situation I went through. Tell you what I did. This Patrick Jones, I said, yes, this is he. We call him, you know, have this extended warranty or, you know, whatever they be saying. And I said, they said, what model car you have? I said, I have a 2019 D's. And they said, what kind of, what you mean, D? I said, a 2019 D. What them folks got, man? They said, that lady, they said, whatever they say or what you say is recorded. So I said, lady said, okay, all right, your nuts, and hung up. Click, and then call back again, like you said. What the hell? How stupid can you be? You call back. That tell you right there, they were fake. Like you said, Mr. Jackson, you'll call that number, and that number said disconnected, right? And then sometimes you call it back again, it'll pop up and say something about the extended warranty. And then when you hang up, they'll call back and call from another damn number.
They will?
Yes, they did me like that in the same day. And
you know what else they do? You know what else they do?
Yeah, I hit them hard with that shit, man, because don't be waking me up. Don't wake me up with shit, man. I said, I know it's phony.
They also go based off your phone number, too, so they'll try to call you from, like, a area code that you would recognize so you would answer, thinking that somebody's back home.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, Columbus. They did that, too. Because it was like a me see, you know, my number is 229-029-2228. It was a number called 229-224, some old weird ass number. I said, what fucking number start off with that in the 229-224?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what the hell? My dumb ass, she didn't even answer it anyway. And my wife gonna say, she gonna say, you need to stop talking to the phone like that. They record everything you say. I say, I don't give a damn. Like King Will's song, I don't give a damn either. Don't give a damn. Like y'all record it. I mean, y'all record it, whatever. I say it again. These nuts in your mouth.
For real. I'm gonna start saying that when they call me, shit. I'm gonna start saying the same shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Y'all just try that. I ain't trying to steal Snoop Dogg quote or whatever, but I was thinking about that shit. I said, then I'm talking about I was smoking, man. I was high too. I was already high a little bit. When I one other time I did it, I was kind of high. I just answered the phone because I was already laid back. I already knew what I was about to say to him. Cause I didn't recognize the number, but I said, "Who the fuck it is?" That's how I did. That's how I do sometimes when I see the number I don't recognize. And so I said, "I bet you these are extended warranty people." I put them on the speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you have reached such a extended warranty. It's extended warranty on your vehicle. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And I hit the one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guy this time. And said, "Hi, Mr. Jones." I said, "How you doing?" Said, "You know your vehicle warranty has expired." And I was like, "Okay." And I'm like, first of all, dumbass, if you know that, you already know what model car I got, right? And I so
right.
That's why I said I just told him a 2019. And like I said, I hit him again with it. I said, "These." 2019 D's what now? I said, you fall for that trick. I said, "D's nuts in your mouth, bitch."
D's nuts.
Dude, hey, I made that man so mad. I made that guy so mad. I knew it had to be a white guy because he said, "What? So what the hell did you just say?" I said, "Put your own nuts in your mouth, motherfucker," and hung up. I said, "Man, the shit's supposed to be recorded, though. Are you saying all this?" He's saying this to me now. put your own nuts in your mouth, motherfucker. The call get worse and it get worse and worse about the day, man. I swear, I wish it was something that our phone company, phone service, can do about it. But I call AT&T. Ain't nothing they can do about it.
They're going to keep calling you back. Right. Yeah. But they keep calling you, right. They got so many rotary numbers that they keep calling you back and calling you back and calling you back. And that's why I would act all crazy on them and say, "Call me back." And I'll just keep playing with them. And I have one guy. I had a collection. This really happened. I have brought this cell phone. Bottom line, the company went out of business. The guy filed for bankruptcy. But actually, he stole funds. So he's on TV. The phone that I got is the communication guy, the communication company. I see on TV the guy in handcuffs going to federal jail. I'm going, "Isn't that my communication company?" And Cindy goes, "Yes." I go, "Why is he in handcuffs?" I go, "Shit, well, I guess I don't have to pay the bill." And they started calling me. And they're, "Well, sir, you're not paying the bill." And I said, "Look, the president of your company, I just saw him on TV in handcuffs because he was ripping off people." They go, "Well, that's not our problem. We're the collection agency, and we still need to." I go, "Are you kidding me?" You know, and they keep calling and calling and calling. I got to a point where I told her, "Look, I'm not with you guys anymore. Leave me alone. The next time you call me, it's not going to be good." "Okay, sir, we'll call you next week." "Okay, fine." They call me next week because I thought she was kidding. And he goes, "Hi, Mr. Jack. You know, I said I told you the next time you call me, it's not going to be good." "I know, but we want to talk about this and this and this." I go, "I don't have that bill. I'm not paying the bill. The president of that company has went to federal charge, blah, blah, blah. That's not our concern. We're the collection agency, and we got to collect." I go, "Okay." And so I told her if she calls me again, I'm going to make sexual advances. So bottom line, she calls me again, and I started saying, basically I was raping her over the phone, and then she was yelling for help. And then she eventually said to me, "If you call this company again, I'm going to have you arrested." I'm going, "You're the collection agency. Don't you ever call us again, sir," and hung up. I go, "Okay, fine." You know, that was it. They never called me. I don't know, guys. I guess that's their job. But the thing that gets to me is that I know people are being taken, and a lot of seniors are losing their money, $5,000, $100,000, because the scam was that somebody was in jail and they need bail money, and people on the phone were sending them money. You guys remember that scam?
I remember that.
A lot of, oh, man. Yeah. I mean, these people
I remember
were in
that
Philippi-
one. That's why people... That's why you have people, I ain't mean to cut y'all, Mr. Jackson, but I just wanted to say right quick, that's why you have people that really do need the help, and then we'd be like, nah, I can't do it, and then, you know what I'm saying, they'll get upset. Oh, the person that really need the help get upset because we so paranoid from getting scammed, you know what I'm saying? We don't really know unless we really looked into it or know that person, you know?
Mm.
No, here's the thing on that. You can get the help. But you got to read in between the lines. You don't just get that free. There's some stipulations in that free, quote unquote, that's going to fuck you in the long run if you don't pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
It's one going on with that one. I remember that one was going on around here about the person being in jail. They were getting people to cash out their money. And it was another one, too. They got one with COVID, talking about COVID release disaster, because they were talking about the government was telling us to be aware of that, too. It was somewhere COVID release disaster where people were talking about they done had COVID and all that and try to trick people into getting them money. You know, they have it like, well, somebody from the government sending you a letter, and it'd be a phony letter just so they can get your information and stuff. And then thing you know, boom, they stole your identity. They taking money out your account. I believe, you know, on real talk, man, I really think something like that almost going on with my wife, you know, with her. And I'm looking into it now because she don't owe the IRS anything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to look into that. We investigating that right now because if they start taking money out of her account, they're going to end up having to pay her back, give her money back.
Right.
Yeah.
That happened to me. They called me. You're right. You might want to investigate that. It was like, God, 20 years ago. Mr. Jackson, you owe $10,000 to IRS.
No,
I go, I don't know.
You know what? No, you guys, no. It is a scam. The IRS does not call you.
They will not call you. That's right.
They send letters. So that is a scam. Because I've gotten it a couple of times. And Rudy's gotten it a couple of times. They never call. Yep. They send registered letters.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was just about to say, Mr. Jackson. They're not going to call you. Even if you watch the news or whatever, even the people on the radio station or other radio station will tell you that the IRS will not call you. They will send you a letter. And sometimes you have to be careful with the letters. You got to Ms. Columbia was saying you got to, like, look into it and read between the lines. You got to look at certain stuff. You got to be like, what the fuck? Why would the IRS ask for an activation code? When they already know your information.
They're not going to call you for multiple reasons. It's a lot harder to keep a paper trail on electronic stuff with everything going down, being hacked, and stuff like that. You send it through the mail. You know you sent it. There's a record of you sending it. You got a paper with the date on it of you sending it rather than going through a call, automated call, where everything gets lost and doing all this other shit, and then you can get cameras that way. You get something with a
record
where you have to
sign. And then most of the time when the IRS sends you a letter, you have to sign for it.
Right. Exactly.
It is an accountable item. I used to work for the Postal Service, and we had to give away – IRS things all the time. Anything that's government issued, they make sure you sign for it. That way they know it and they can track it wherever it's at. If it gets left or it gets returned to center, they can see what time, what date, where they were when they scanned it, everything.
Yeah, man. Yeah, somebody asked in trouble then because she, when she got that letter, she said the same thing. She spotted it too. She said, I don't owe the IRS. And then on top of it too, why they asking for an activation code? They already know your information and got your information. And then, like you said, when they send you a letter, you have to sign off on it. And I said, man, just throw that shit in the trash. That's what I told her. If you know you, we, I know you don't owe them, so throw that shit in the trash. Throw that bullshit in the trash.
Well,
the government wouldn't throw it in the trash.
I wouldn't throw it in the trash. If you have a shredder, I would shred it up and use it as filler for packages that you send out.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because your information and stuff on there. Yeah. That about like with them credit cards. Like, you get a credit card, you're supposed to shred it up, cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just bend it and throw it away or throw it in the trash because your information and stuff on there. Even though it might be, you know, you might be in a closed it out or whatever, your information still exposed on there. Because, see, like, when I throw away old mail, I don't just throw it away. I burn it up. You know, but where I'm living at in the city, you have to get a burning permit in order to burn up stuff in the city.
You know what, Big Neil? You know what's easier and probably cheaper? Just get a shredder. Get a paper shredder.
Right, yeah.
Shred everything up.
Yeah, because you don't want to be putting that carbon monoxide in the air anyway because everybody, you know, breathing is not the same. And you know what I'm saying? I have a few health conditions myself. So, yeah, you're right. That's crazy, man. It's a shame, man, how we're supposed to be living in a great country, man. And which it is a great country, I admit, but it's supposed to be the greatest country in the world, man, but you have people out here all the time doing this crap, trying to scam, get over. And I ain't trying to just talk forever or over talk y'all, but I'm gonna tell you another story. This right here funny as hell. It's crazy.
Hey, can I say something real quick before I forget? On that topic you were just talking about?
Yes, you're talking about
the best country in the world. Yeah, my girlfriend's from Australia, and she gets pissed off because she's like, yo, we get free health care in Australia. Like, we don't have to pay for shit, and everything here in America, you have to pay for. Everything is held down to money. You owe somebody something. They want something for something. Like, you just, like, you can't do anything. They try to hold you to things. They say, oh, in order to get a house or something like that, a major purchase, we have to have credit. But then again, they have all these minor-ass things that affect your credit that fuck you in the long run to where you can't get your own property.
Right, yeah,
and it's so hard to bring your credit down. Like, they'll take 89 points for you missing a payment for maybe 2 or 3 days because something happened. But as soon as you pay that on time or something like that, you only go up 5 or 6 points.
Wow, man. Man, you hit the hammer on the nail with that one, boy. Woo, yes, sir. Man, I was two days paying due one time on my car note. Man, I went over there. I checked my damn credit. My credit was like close to 700. But I checked that mug. I said, damn, that mug down to about 615. I said, what the hell happened? God damn. I said, but I mean, they'll give you them points back though. You know, once you catch up,
It takes some time.
Yeah,
it takes time. I was at 730, credit score. It was between 730, 718, and 724. Perfect payment history and everything like that. Got approved for a $250,000 house with like 3% down, and then out of nowhere, that just screwed me. I'm like, now I can't even get approved for that type of, you know, situation.
Wow.
That dude make you mad because that kind of pisses you off, man, because these days, the era we in now, you need that good credit.
That's how the government
crazy, man.
We have a couple of people in the studio. Hold on.
Okay.
434, you're live on the air. And Latia, good morning. 602-434, you're live on the air. You're talking to the Hammer. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Brother Jadid.
Hey, what's going on, Brother Jadid? It's been a long time, man. What you been doing?
I've been working, man, staying focused, man. Thinking about what I was going to say on the I know we're supposed to have an interview. So I want to, you know, thinking about what I was going to say.
When is our interview? What happened is that something happened to my job form. Now, did we interview already? You have to excuse me if I do, because I interview so many times. No, we didn't interview yet, did we?
No, sir.
I got to send you the form, because something's wrong with my form. I'm going to send the form through King to get to you. When are you available to do your interview? Because I'm clearing out my schedule now. I'm saying it now so I don't forget, because I do want to interview you.
I can do it tomorrow. I can do sometime this week.
Okay. I got an interview tomorrow. I don't even know what it's tomorrow. Thursday? Friday I'm free. How about Friday? Are you free Friday?
Yes, sir.
All right. King, are you still on the line?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. King, I'm going to send you the form. Could you send it to Brother Jadid so he can fill it out so I can put it on his schedule for Friday? Would you do that for me, King?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. All right. I really appreciate it because I do want to enter. Hold on, everybody. 316, you're live on the air. Brian and Hammer Jackson Show. We got a full studio today. 316, you're live. Is this Columbus? Oh, okay.
I accidentally hung up. I got such a headset, and I keep trying to fix it from falling in my ear and pressing it, and it keeps cutting off.
Have you guys, let's go honest, because I got to do the story, because you guys got to hear what's going on with Trump, but I want to ask you guys, this is for real. Have you ever bargained with a hooker and they read you the menu? Have you, anybody? I was in Boston.
Have you really? You be looking like, well, damn.
I had no experience with this at all. It's like I was in Boston. I had traveler's checks. I went to this place, and it was a massage place, but had all these girls playing foosball and everything. They were hardly dressed. They were topless and everything. Like, damn. And so I paid for my $25 massage, but they were not interested in that. They were saying, because there was a person who, I was in this recreation room, and they go, you could pick any girl you want to. And I go, I could pick anybody I want to. Okay, I'll pick that one with the fat ass, because I want to get more for my money, right? I don't want no skinny woman. I mean, if I'm paying for this shit, I want more woman. That's my thinking. So I choose her. No lie. We go into this room, and she's giving me a massage, and then I swear to God, she says to me, do you want anything else? I go, yeah, I can have a drink. You got Pepsi. She goes, no. Do you want, because I'm not used to this shit, right? You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I go, yeah, I know what you're saying. I had no idea what she was saying. She spelled it out to me. And then I said, how much is that? She goes, well, if I gave you a blowjob, it's $45. If I play with your butt, it's $75. If you want to go all the way, if you want to have me all the way, it's like $120. I swear to God, I said, my God. I would go, really? I go, is there any discounts? She goes, no, there's no discounts. I said, I'm from out of town. She goes, where are you from? I said, I'm from California. She goes, California, they're rich there. I go, not me. And then she's saying, well, how much do you have? I said, well, I only had like $100 left on my traveler's check. I go, well, she goes, well, you could give me a traveler's check. And I said, well, I don't have any cash. She goes, well, you can write me a check. I go, write you a check. And I knew the check was going to be bad. And I said, okay, what I want is I want a hand job, blow job, and we'll see how it goes. And maybe butt stuff, how much is that? And she's adding it up. Well, that'll be, $175. I go, really? I go, will you tickle my balls? And she goes, tickle your balls. And she goes, that's another $10. I go, for each ball?
Damn,
he goes, yes. Okay, so
he
is telling me this shit. And I said, I'm going to write you a check.
Yo.
And I'm writing her a bad check. And I wrote her a bad check. And I knew it was a bad check. And then I had the nerve to haggle with it. She goes, well, if you're writing me a check, I can also do this, and you can do anal. I go, anal? I go, how much is that? She goes, anal is $75, but for you, I'll give you my ass for $55. I go, what is the total? She goes, $225. You can do everything to me. And I'm haggling her, knowing that the check is bad. I'm going, uh-uh. I want to do this, and you're going to throw in the anal, or it's no deal. And I'm writing her a bad check. Have you guys ever done that? Have you ever haggled with a hooker?
He's still a good friend of mine, and we used to work for the Postal Service in Virginia, and he would always go on vacation. He would go to, like, Mexico, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Japan, and stuff like this. Every place he goes to those massage parlors where they do all this stuff, man. He's like, he said, I went to Brazil, and boy, let me tell you. Those massages, he's like, what do you want from me? He's like, you know exactly what I want. He said, they don't even talk. They just pull down your pants and get to work. I was like,
Wild. Yeah. Those are the Japanese massage parlor, my favorite. The happy ending comes with the price. They don't even ask you. After you're done, they just grab your dick and just work on it. It's like, whoa. They don't even ask. Oh, and then they get mad at you. Why do you talk so much? You lay down, enjoy. I go, your grip. You be quiet. I am doing good stuff. I said, no, it's turning purple. Let go. They just do it.
I know, right?
They just do it. Oh, man.
That's crazy, man. I mean, I ain't went through that part with, I went to the massage parlor, but I mean, I tell y'all. So, I remember back in the day now, like a few years back, I called this number. It was a number called Backpage, and so the town that I'm from, all of it is so small. I already knew the girl that I was talking to on the line because she was an escort, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, how you doing? She said, how you doing? She said, what's your name? I said, my name is Patrick. Or you can call me Big Neil. And she said, oh, okay. I said, I think I already know you. She said, oh, we're friends. And then she said, I'm serious. I swear to God. She said she worked at M&M and Mars down in Auburn, and she was working there, and she was just trying to make some money on the side. So, and I asked her, I said, what you charge? She said, well, since it's you, you know, she said, I charge you like $80 for everything. I said, man. For real? Shit, but I ain't gonna lie, but I hit that one, and I gave her my number. We tried to know it, got up. I'm talking about it was well worth it, y'all. I ain't gonna even lie to you. Damn sure was.
What?
And, the girl was fine. She wasn't no ugly. She got no way. I'm just saying, no crackhead or none of that. You know what I'm saying? She just said she needed some extra money. And she said she normally. And I said, you ain't got to tell me. I said,
lucky.
We already know each other. So at the time when I first met her, she wasn't doing none of that. So.
Yeah.
And she decided to do
but
it.
You,
so I said, I'm cool. But then you
got
to be careful. You got to be careful on the site. One of my homeboys got busted. Got caught up doing that. It was
really?
They had signed him up. They signed him up, and he went to jail behind it.
Damn. See, but, you know, the worst thing happened to me is that I was shamed by a crackhead, and it was a friend of mine. We were in Inglewood. He wanted to get his hair cut, and I said, because, you know, well, I'm in California, so you go to Compton, you go to Inglewood. You know, so we were in Inglewood. He's getting his hair cut. We're in a barbershop. I decided to go outside to smoke. I'm just hanging outside. I'm not kidding. Crackhead. They smell me. She comes in there with her big old ass. You know, her drawers hanging down, the bra for her to be even wearing, and she's walking down the street stumbling. I know she's on something. She comes up to me and said, what you want? And I said, leave me what I want. I don't want nothing. Because I know you want something. What do you want? I had no idea what she's talking about. Because I started saying, I want you to get out of my face and go somewhere. But then she got upset. She goes, well, we can go somewhere. I go, why am I going somewhere with you? You know what we're going somewhere for. It'll be $30. $30 for what? $30 because you know we're going to have sex. I go, we ain't having no sex. Well, what's wrong with you?
I know, right.
Kind of uppity. Then she gets mad at me, and she's screaming in the street, what's wrong with you? You must be a fag. I go, I'm not no fag. Oh, yes, you have some fag. I'm offering you some pussy, and you don't want it. I go, I don't want your pussy. Oh, you are some fag. You're a crazy man. I am not no crazy man. Leave me alone. Oh, look at you. You're just afraid of the pussy. I'm not afraid of pussy. And she was daring me and putting me down in the street. You don't look like you have any money anyway. What do you mean? I got a lot of money. I'm not giving it to you. You know what I mean? They were just.
I'm not giving it to you.
Yeah, you know, people. You know,
people ain't giving it to you.
Exactly, they were laughing at me.
Yeah.
I mean, she was really good though, man. You don't look like you have any money. You can't even afford to stand on the wall, can you? I go, what are you bullying me for? You're bullying me. Oh man, it really happened.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay,
man, and then like you know what I was finna say, Mr. Jackson. Then like what? To me, being a man, sometimes some guys get turned on by that when they see women with their clothes halfway hanging off or their titties about to pop out.
Yeah, she had the comb. Sometimes
they turn men off though, cause they're gonna be like, okay, well, you do all this with them in front of everybody. Ain't no telling what else you would do. And I tell you another situation. One tried me one time. It was like back in the day, way before I was married. So
yeah, you're married now, so you have to say way back in the day, baby, before I met you.
Yeah, she said, but to make a long story short, she said, I said, damn, I was hitting it right. I said, damn, it's good. I said, good. Tell me some. You give me an extra $30, you can go raw. I said, huh? I said, man, I'm not finna go bail back with you. I don't even know you like that. What the fuck? Like, you do that with me, you ain't no telling who else you done did that with.
Right.
They'll try to trick you with that. You come out some on. Give me an extra $20, $30, you can go bail back.
Oh, man.
Nah, dude. I'm not that stupid.
Man.
I love my life.
Right.
I love my life, but
right.
Hey, you ain't no. If you was a certified porn star, and I know you was clean, cause all of them ain't clean either. Now you
a
certified porn star and clean. That is a different story.
No, that, you know, there's no such thing as a clean porn star. Watch the movie.
Exactly.
No, cause
even if you know, the law required them to get tested anyway. Now, due to the fact what happened. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm.
I mean,
that
is the law, but you
ain't gonna be there. You ain't gonna be there putting no damn microchip in their ass to make them go get tested. What you gonna say? You better go get damn tested. You might have HIV. Hey, you still taking a chance? That's all I'm saying. And you know, because I don't wanna too much call out people's name because, like you said, you never know who listening. So, but Mr. Marcus. Porn star Mr. Marcus had caught syphilis one time. I'm pretty sure y'all heard about that.
He caught
syphilis. And he was they had put him in jail for 120 days. But he said he didn't know he had it. But he probably, you know, maybe he didn't know. He probably didn't know he had it. But
you knew you
they
had
say
it.
I believe he knew it too. Because he kept right on going on these porn.
Sometimes these diseases. Sometimes these guys don't, I mean, you don't show symptoms. So he could have not known legitimately. But,
exactly.
You know,
back
in the day, they didn't use the test like that. Now, with the porn star, like, you literally have to get tested before everything.
Yep.
You got certain stipulations in the contract and stuff you can't do before every scene and all that stuff. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But you got to think about it. I'd be thinking, Is she following the procedures though? No, like I said earlier, ain't nobody programming their ass like RoboCop or putting no microchip in their ass, making them do it. And just like they were talking about.
Here's the thing.
Matter of fact, speaking of the microchip, They were saying we were going to get microchip for the COVID shot. You know, y'all know y'all know heard about that. Somebody, the microchip.
Yeah, yeah,
want everybody to
I just
get
did a story on
gonna
that.
Get microchip.
That
I mean, these
no,
big,
I
don't. Corporations,
with these big corporations.
They come up with all kind of crap,
think.
Man.
Hold on one second. These big corporations, you got to think, they got millions and millions of dollars invested into this, you know, camera crew scenes and all this other stuff, getting distributed and all this stuff. So you physically have to have a sheet of paper for your print-off of your lab results and stuff like that to see if you have anything before you even do the shoot, or they'll cancel the shoot and push it back until you get it done. You have to get tested again. That's how they make sure. It's a liability. Like, come on now.
That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing they do that. If they, you know, like I said, they follow the procedure, that's a good thing they do all that because that'll make it safe for everybody else.
Because
you mess around and you don't know who this girl might have been sleeping with before she slept with you. You don't know that. Then
right.
That person might have something.
Well, Big Nails, the only thing,
I
can say about that. And I won't trust it, is because somebody turned her out to porn. I mean, they did a lot of things before she actually got in porn. You know,
right.
whoever turned her out and put her on the street. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm going to have to disagree
really?
With that.
She is porn, for some reason.
Because let me say this. I went to school with a girl that I didn't even know was in porn until...
Mm-hmm.
I was scrolling across the video and saw her. I was like, wait, hold the fuck up. Then I bumped into her 2 days later. And in high school, she was not no hoe. Whoever she was with, she was fucking the shit out of them. And she just wanted to experience more stuff and experience it. It's not every single case is different. I know a couple of women that went down there to go just to do it to get extra money and stuff like that because they needed it right then and there. And they didn't want to just sleep with nobody else, and they know it's very accessible to get a girl with a fat ass to come in here and ride a dick on camera and turn every guy on. It's just, I mean, like, come on now. Like, if you look at this stuff, like, there's this dude named Jason Love, and he's a retired porn star. And basically, like, if you go on TikTok and follow him, he has story times, and he tells people how much money, like, he's like, hey, he goes into the scene. And he's like, they offer me an extra $10,000 cash to let the girl lick my butthole a couple of times.
Really?
Said, I'm not into that shit. But an extra $10,000, he said, I fucking did it.
For $10,000, I'm going to pull it in a wig and he'll lick your butt. Damn.
What?
Look at this. Well, let's speak to Latia. Latia, are you here, darling? Latia?
Yeah.
Latia, do you know any girls that are making extra money on the street or in Pornhub or doing that for extra money? Because nowadays, I don't think people are thinking it's a bad thing. I'm thinking that they think it's a business kind of thing. Do you know any girls that are doing that, Latia?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to get the
number.
I know
a bunch.
No,
know
she
bunch.
Said that's too bad right now. She said it's
not telling you.
You
don't know about it.
No,
You don't know about it.
No,
I don't.
Now, Latia is a nice girl, though. I kind
of
believe her.
I
wait a minute. I believe Latia because she is a nice girl. I believe her. But I'm thinking the average woman out there that knows somebody is doing something for extra money or camera pictures or Facebook. Huh?
Can I say something real quick?
If they doing it, they're not telling me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, she can be a good girl. Her friends can act like they're a good girl, but behind closed doors, they're too embarrassed to say anything. Like, I've been in group chats with a bunch of women that you would not expect to be doing this type of shit, and they're sitting here talking about it.
Right, it's fucking crazy.
Like, it's women that you come across on the daily, got a nice job at a fucking bank, a manager at a fucking bank out here, putting her ass on OnlyFans with a fucking mask or something over her face so nobody fucking knows or her face blurred out.
Like when you asked me earlier about Mr. Jackson or all of everybody that's on, y'all asked me if I know anybody. You said, you know, do y'all, did you ever experience that? Sure, I told you my experience, you know. I was telling the truth about mine, but
sure.
It's crazy, man, you know. it's crazy. I mean, that's a crazy business to get in. But at the same time, I don't knock nobody hustle. And I tell you some other stuff that I know, you know, go on too. You know, I ain't exposing too much, you know, but like the pimps, some of these pimps be putting these women out here too. Know what I'm saying? You think you got that woman, and hey, it's my bitch right here. What the fuck you got going on with my bitch?
Right. Yo, I got something to say real quick.
Right.
You also got to think about this part too. Because other ways of payment. Because I'm gonna tell you a little story. I didn't even know this. I was hanging out with a group of people, and they were. I didn't know that they had a second life. They had like a swinger life. Swinger parties and stuff like that. And I got invited.
Right.
And all these wealthy couples were paying for me 5-star hotels and all that stuff on the water in Kansas City, next to the stadium, $300 a night. Booking 2 nights for me to come up there and have sex with multiple people's wives. Me being young, this was like maybe last year sometime. Me being young, I'm like, I need to get this off my bucket list. So, like, not only, like, half these women that you think say they won't do something will. Because I know a girl who told me that she's like, you know, Columbus, I don't want to talk to you or anything like that. And I'm fucking her and another girl at the same time, 2.5-3 months.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I know some girls.
Don't believe anything nobody
like
tells
now,
you, man, because they will fucking do it.
I know some girls right now that I went to school with used to always be the main one talking about, I can't see myself giving no head or swallowing no cum, you know, and stuff like that. Then, okay, now you got a video of you doing it and doing it good and love what you're doing now. But, you know, I guess that's high school or whatever. You know, when you get older, sometimes maybe you want to experience more stuff. I can't speak on that with no woman, but I'm just saying.
Wow.
You know, don't sit up here and don't flex.
A lot of people try to seize the moment, too. Because I tell every single one of my girlfriends, I'm like, you go to a Chris Brown concert or you go to a Great Songs concert, and he calls you backstage, and he says, you're going to do something later? I said, that's your one pass. That is one pass, because it's inevitable. Although if you don't do it, I'm going to slap the shit out of you. But if you do it, I'm going to ask you questions about it.
Hell yeah.
I don't mean that literally.
Go get that damn money.
Like a lot.
Hey, go get that money. Go get that money from that dude.
I was talking to this girl, right? We were talking for 6 or 7 months, and I was at her house, and out of nowhere she said, yeah, I've been to Trey Songz's house a couple times. I was actually there a few months ago. I was like, what? You didn't tell me this? She's like, I don't really talk about it. I'm like, that's something you need to talk about. That's my idol. I mean, I don't care. Like, hell, shit, go again. Call him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know, right?
Everybody says they won't do something until they're put into a scenario. So all these girls saying, I'm not going to suck dick. Okay. Put Trey Songz's dick in front of your mouth. I guarantee you're going to suck it.
Guarantee
it.
I know, right?
Guarantee it.
I ain't gonna speak on him too much because I know he very powerful too, and he real know.
Yeah.
He stuck on put Lil Wayne thing in your face. I bet you just suck it. And you know how ugly this nigga is? You know how ugly this nigga is?
All you gonna hear is Trey Songz saying, come here.
Yeah.
Oh. Girl, I am not fucking mad at that.
You don't think I've been a sex? I bet that
well,
neighbors
wait,
know
I,
my name.
I want to ask Latia something. Latia, sweetheart, because she's always quiet. Latia?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she's... Okay, she's busy. But, you know, we'll talk another time. I got to get to this show. I want to... Oh, she just left. Okay. We got Jadid in the house, everybody. We got Columbus Barry in the house. I said I'm calling Christopher Columbus. Columbus Barry in the house. We got Mr. King Webb in the house. We got Latia in the house. We got Ellen in the house. I mean, we got so many people in the house. We got about 4 111s in the house. We got a full studio today. I got to play this because I teased it. Don't forget, there's a lot of things happening with me, company, MVPUnmanned.com, like I said, we hooked up with this person who owns a publishing house, and we're getting into the book publishing business. If you're thinking about a book, now you're going to be able to come to me. As far as music goes, our music thing is really going well. It's called IME. I as in independent, M as in music, E as in enterprise. And you saw some of the things that I was promoting yesterday, and we'll get into that later. Because let me tell you something. When people are saying, I can get in distribution, that's fine. And I can put you on every music platform. That's cool. But you got to also understand, once you're on that platform, you stay on that platform. If you don't promote, you don't do the work, you're on that platform with major artists, and you're not going to be looked at. So days to come, we're going to tell you how we are MVP On Demand can break through. We're about selling albums. I say this, and if you come to me and say, well, Brian, I got 90,000 listens. I go, okay, first thing I'm going to say to you is, how much you get paid? How many things have you sold? Well, what do you mean? You're about to sell music. This is what you're doing. I got 90,000 listens. I go, I understand that. How much did you sell? How many albums or singles did you sell? None. I said, then you got nothing. You got nothing. It doesn't count. The reason you're doing this, you got to put value on yourself. The reason you're doing it is to sell CDs, not for people to go, oh, yeah, this song's cool, and give you a thumbs up. That ain't going to pay no bill. That ain't going to pay no bill. So we're about paying bills and getting you paid. So I think artists get so brainwashed that it's all about views, and they're not thinking about getting paid. And I think when I actually interview them, it's like they don't feel like they should get paid. They don't feel like their shit is good enough. It's like, and they're shy about the shit. And I'm saying the whole thing is about you to sell CDs and not sell views. We got to change that mind. And this is what we're going to do. When we get back, again, you got to stay for the interview, and I hope it's going to work out because I am so anxious to interview Mr. Brother Jadid. I want to interview that brother so much. I really want to interview him. That's Friday. I'm hoping it's Friday. We'll get the form out. King will make it work. Tomorrow I got an interview with a really great author, and he's coming on tomorrow. And then Jadid, hopefully, will come on Friday. I've been trying to tease the music show. Maybe we'll do it Saturday. But we are now going to come back into the music. I know when we did it before, people were looking over their shoulders saying, he's coming up, and we quit. But this time we're not going to quit. We're new and improved. There you go, Latia. Latia, baby. You know, you and Ellen are the only ladies that are in the studio, and there's like 7 men here, Latia. Latia? Okay, now she's shy. So I got to play this, guys, because I teased the show. We have people. You never know who's listening, but I did put it here. Let's just be honest. Let's see if you have enough balls. Who here voted for Trump? I'm going to go with you, Ellen J. Did you vote for Trump? Okay, she has me on hold. King Webb, maybe you didn't vote, but do you support Trump? Don't be shy.
I mean, Oh, shit. Can y'all hear me?
You know what I like about King? When King gets put to this situation, the first words out of King's mouth, I mean, he's not going to say yes or no. King, did you vote for Trump? I mean,
that could be a song now.
I know.
I mean, they'll rap. That's how nowadays, hell, all they do is they doing little simple nursery rhyme shit. So,
I know. It's almost like what had happened was, I mean,
I told that chick to give me my money. I said,
yeah.
I mean, you got my money.
Or you go with the cops, going to pull King over. You know you were driving. I mean, what?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, You know you're doing it, right? Well, I mean,
hey, sir, you got some weed. You got weed in the car. I mean,
yeah.
I mean. Yeah, but
oh,
I mean, for real talk though. I'm sorry, King Will. I ain't trying to cop out for you, but for real talk, that's
a good
song though, man.
You good?
That could be a train.
Maybe that's a song, man. You need to do then.
Exactly. I know, right? We need to chop that up right now. We gonna chop that up.
Yeah. But yeah, to answer your question, I didn't know if my earpiece was on right now, but yeah, I did vote for Trump. You know, I'm a businessman. He a businessman, you know. I mean, shit was going well.
You're right.
Shit, it was the truth.
I can say that.
But there's a lot of things he did that I really didn't like, though. You know what I mean? So
right.
You know, that's
right.
Other than that, you know, I mean, he should have kept a lot of the things that came out of his mouth. He should have kept it
right.
closed. But at least he wasn't going
to
hide behind closed doors like Biden and Kamala is, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He told it like it is.
Well, what I was going to say, I mean, I didn't vote for him. I voted for Hillary. It was thinking Hillary was running.
Mm-hmm.
I had voted for her, but at the same time, man, I'll say this just like I told y'all before on the radio. I mean, I was cool with Trump. You know, I was cool
mm-hmm.
with him.
Yeah.
I mean, because
mm-hmm.
what I like
yeah.
about him, he gonna say. You know,
sorry,
sometimes
Ryan,
I know
I'm
he's
not,
talking about the
I'm
wrong way.
Coffee.
I like how he expresses. He say what's on his mind. You know, and a lot of people take
yeah.
it the wrong way. And I used to think of him, I'm a businessman, you know, we all businessmen, and I'm thinking like, you know what I'm saying, he was good, I mean, he was a good businessman back in the days, but,
right.
I mean, all the stuff now that was coming out about the little racist antics and all that, and
yeah,
now, I wasn't cool with that, but,
yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, like I said, I don't have no major issue with Trump. It's just certain things that he says
yep.
that I do not
right.
approve of, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you just never know. Like you said, you just never know who's listening. I'm still going to voice my opinion about how I feel
right.
about him. You know, all that stuff I was saying about he was a devil and all that. You know what I'm saying? You really can't. I'm just saying, you can't judge a book by a cover, you know. That's all I'm saying.
No.
I'm not trying to defend
okay.
a man in anything that he done or whatever. And
I'm waiting for you to say.
I'm not a supporter. I'm not a supporter of the things. I'm not a lot of. I'm not a supporter of the antics and some of the stupid stuff he
says. You're right.
You know.
So what we're going to do is that's our last story and it's coming up.
And
you're
no,
not believe what
and
happened.
No, Brian, I did not.
I know. I was covering to you. But when we come back, because Alan, I know, because we're going to get into that after this story. When we come back, you're not going to believe what creative motherfuckers are doing behind when they're doing this this pandemic. There are people making fake vaginas, and they're fucking it.
Hey,
and they're
God.
Very creative. They're very creative people. They are. They're very creative people. You're not going to believe
oh
this story.
God.
And it actually teaches you how to make a fake pussy at home with your household items. So when we come back, you can use your household items to make a fake pussy when we come back. Only the best stories on this show. And then we're going to get to
okay,
Donald Trump.
You know, I've
yeah.
got news for people.
They need to get
people are stuck at home.
They need to get that to them guys in jail then. They need to get that to those guys in prison.
You know, the okay, the adult industry did not stop, okay? They are still selling their stuff.
There's people on the budget. And with you can make a fake vagina with your household items, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. I know Mr. Jaw did. My brother Jaw did. Saying, you know, I thought this was an upgrade show. I'm talking about community. You're talking about fake vaginas. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I might be busy Friday. I know. But there are people out there right now who don't have no money, that don't have anything, and they're making these people exist. You're not going to believe what they're doing. It's only going to take a minute. So Mr. King's here. Mr. Jawdid is here. Of course, the lovely Latia is here. The beautiful Ebony Princess is here. And Ellen's here, the busty, beautiful girl. She's here, Ellen J. And we got, oh, of course, we got Big Neil. We got Columbus Barry. There's so many people in the studio. If you want to come in, the studio is actually full, by the way. If you want to come in, 319-527-6099, that's the number that'll get you in. Get involved in the conversation. If you want to stick up for some of these hoes, you should. Because Ho's got a voice, too.
hey, remember what IQ said? Oh, boy. Hey, Ho's got to eat, too.
They got to eat, too? That's what I'm gonna get King's voice.
I don't want to say that around the wrong women, but you might get slapped in the face.
I mean, King has a great sense of humor. That's why we could do that. He knows we do this on the show.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back with more Brian and Hammer Jackson show. When we come back, get your coffee, go to the bathroom, whatever. These people are going to teach you how to make a pussy with your household items. You don't want to miss this. I said, what? You're going to be surprised.
Hey, okay.
I might even try one or two because I got the item here. We'll just see if it works. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hammer 96.2. Yes, I do have the items. Wait till you hear this.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying. You know, there's some broke people out there. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah,
this
no
is a wholesome show.
Free. 7 days a week. Wet-ass pussy. Make that pull-out game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet-ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, put this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you got, put this wet-ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, one inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make a scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quick, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. You really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat, but this wet-ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet-ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet-ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet-ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lead over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well, I'm trying to wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickam is fire, punani the sunny, it's going and drying, it's coming outside, yeah. I run on that stand, the cars behind me, I spit on his mic and I heat trying to sign me.
Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes, switch my wig, make him feel like he's cheating. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat you. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor, I can make you bust before I ever meet you. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me and ask who's is it, when I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, put this wet ass pussy.
Now from the top, make it 96.7. I'm the big whore in the house right here, and if you want to talk to me, the man whore, I'm at 319-527-6099. Give me a call. I'm waiting for you. All right, here we go, everybody. Still got a full studio. And the only reason, there's a lot of guys in the house, and I'm doing this story quickly before they leave, because a lot of people will fade out with the political stuff. You know, here we go. Here's the thing. Headline: how can I make a fake vagina out of household items? True headline. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. There's a lot of ways to make a fake vagina out of household items, and you can have sex with it. And it says, this may sound stupid, but put on a condom and have sex with your couch.
Oh,
have sex with your couch.
What?
It's,
what?
Yeah, it gets worse.
It must going to be a leather couch.
It gets worse. Get on your knees. He says, get on your knees on the floor, facing the front of your couch, and find where the two cushions come together, and put your penis between the crack of the two cushions and hump away. I find it works best to do it closer to the bottom of the cushions. You can do this without a condom, but it may be too much friction and make your penis sore, and you will make a mess. If it's a leather couch, you can lube it up. When my girlfriend goes on vacation and I need some stimulation, I like to put my laptop on my couch and watch porn and hump away on my sofa bed. And here's some other stuff. It says, for guys, I know this sounds weird, but trust me, eat a banana. Eat a banana, save the peel, and either cut it to your size of your penis, just use the whole peel like I do, and put it all over your penis, and just jerk it with your heart with your hand until it gets squishy. And oh my God, it's uber, and you can put it between the couch and your cushions. Now I don't know what woman. Can you imagine your wife coming home and she sits on a couch and there's banana and shit all over you? But anyway, people are doing this. He says it feels exactly like a vagina. It says.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Here's another one. There's people doing this shit. It goes, towels and similar are quite good, especially if you put it between the mattress and the bed. They don't feel the same, of course, but they usually do the job. Do be careful with tubes and such, as your penis will expand and you will get stuck. Best idea, however, is to see if you can find anyone with a credit card to buy you a flashlight.
You must have found out the hard way.
I know. They have a thing called a flashlight, F-L-E-S-H, light. Not a flashlight, but a flashlight. I have never heard of this stuff. Use your Gatorade bottle and have intercourse with the hole in the top. Okay. And one guy says, yeah. Man, I have to get me one of those flashlights. I heard too many good things about it. You can use a Gatorade bottle, but what if your penis won't fit? I guess your shit is out of luck. I can't find hardly anything. One thing I did, if you want to go cheap, is a cucumber. Hollow it out to the size of your penis, heat it up, and go to town. Heat it up. Another one is, if you really want to make a fake vagina for your fun time, try this. Get a plastic cup, then put two sponges inside the cup. Make sure you wet them first, then start having fun. Now,
Wait a minute, I'm writing this down. No, I just joking.
You're writing this down.
I'm taking notes too, just in case. I'm taking notes too, just in case my woman Ministration of Paul come on again.
I know the Ministration of Paul. Here's another guy. You can get a plastic bag, put it between the couch, and put some skin lotion in it and enjoy. Well, let's see here. I tried the Gatorade thing, and I tried altering the bottle more of a realistic various stuff, blah, blah, blah. I tried watermelon. I tried the orange, and it just made a mess. Using fruit is a messy idea, not the best to use it if you live with other people. I bought a sex doll, but I bought a cheap one, so it's not all great. I thought it would be better to use an orange instead. For those under 18 but over 15, The male humans, or ones who do not want to use a credit card to spend a lot of money, try looking up to how to make cheap fleshlights. Try to pick the one with the best ideas that would come, and you'll have a good time. And see, so that's how you make love. Here's one. Use a small towel or big one will work, but little ones are easier. A rubber glove, a rubber band, and lotion. You can take the rubber glove and roll it up snugly, but not too tight, in the towel with the back of the glove, the part you stick your hand in. Sticking it out of the middle of the roll.
I heard about that.
Did you really? Did you really hear that one? Did you really?
I heard about that one. I ain't never done it now, but I heard about it. If I did it, I would have said I done it. I ain't never done it, but I heard about it though.
So there you go. So you can screw your couch, and you can be creative about it. There are some things. Man,
I be thinking about some crazy stuff sometimes. I be like, man, you think about it. If you got some company coming over, and they sitting on that doggone couch, and you forgot to clean. You be like, what the hell is that on this couch? Oh man, my bad. I forgot to tell y'all. Let me clean that off. You know you ain't gonna
my bad.
You'll be like, damn, man, I believe I wasted something on that couch over there. But you know, you wasted something, all right. You wasted something, all right.
Oh, man. Well,
I just be thinking about some crazy stuff.
There's some crazy-ass shit, and there's some crazy-ass shit women do, too, so we'll do that in the next show. There's some crazy-ass shit that women do in public that you probably didn't even know she was doing it, and that's the next show. All right, I promised something political. This is probably when I lose you guys, but you got to really hear this story. And I understand Trump did some nice things to people and everything, but you got to hear this shit because more and more people are coming out about when he was a president of the United States and what he was really thinking and what he was doing. Like the comment he made 3 weeks ago, where somebody came out and said, you know, when it was the protesters of Black Lives Matter, Trump gave the order to the FBI and to security to go out and crack some heads and shoot them. He actually said that. Mm-hmm. I want you to go out there and shoot the protesters and crack some heads and make sure they're Black Lives Matter people. He actually said that.
Oh,
here's
man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's crazy right there, man. Damn, that's crazy.
He wanted them to shoot the Black Lives Matter people.
Somebody need to fuck your damn head.
Well, here's something. It's only going to be 15 minutes, and it's really caught my ear. Here's Rachel Maddow. I'm going to mute everybody. You got to really hear this. Listen to this.
Oh.
Thanks, Stuart Holm, for joining us this hour. Happy to have you here. Early on in the last presidency, on this show, we used to try to keep up with the turnover, the almost unbelievable amount of turnover in the Trump administration. We put up on screen all together the names or the titles of each new Trump administration. And we started off being able to do that on a single screen. But as the number kept growing, we had to move ultimately to a large-sized wall panel because it wouldn't fit in our normal small screen. Then as we kept keeping track of this phenomenon, we had to expand it to a couple of wall panels. Eventually, there were so many of them, so many washouts and resignations and people leaving in disgust and disgrace and under mysterious circumstances that we had to expand the list to one entire wall of the big studio, and then it started wrapping around the corner. I don't even use a wall like that anymore. But now that that one-term short national nightmare is over, there is this other sort of tally sheet from that experience, a rap sheet, if you will, that not only do we still have to maintain now, it is still growing now. It is still the news now. And I just want to say from the outset, this is not normal. I mean, like, Warren Harding was a really bad president, right? Richard Nixon was bad. had some people do really bad things. The Iran-Contra scandal is largely forgotten, even though it wasn't that long ago. That was really bad. People got in a lot of trouble for that, and a lot of them did. People got in trouble during presidencies, even high-ranking people from various presidents have been in trouble in all of those eras, right, and others. But in what universe is it possible that an American president has his campaign chairman arrested, that's Paul Manafort, and his deputy campaign chairman arrested, that's Rick Gates, and his campaign manager arrested, Steve Bannon, and his national security advisor arrested, that's Mike Flynn, and his personal lawyer arrested, that's Michael Cohen, and his longtime political advisor arrested, that's Roger Stone, and his campaign foreign policy advisor arrested, that's George Papadopoulos, and his inaugural chairman arrested, that's Tom Barrack, just arrested today, his inaugural vice chairman arrested, Elliot Broidy, his private company indicted, the Trump Organization. The chief financial officer of his private company arrested, Alan Weisselberg. His foundation slash charity shut down as a fraud. That's the Trump Foundation. His quote-unquote school shut down after a fraud suit settlement, Trump University. And not to mention, during his one single term as president, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five of his cabinet secretaries were referred for federal criminal prosecution. In one term. We just today got the Inspector General report on Trump Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and all the details of how that investigation concluded that Wilbur Ross lied to Congress on multiple occasions to cover up what the Trump administration was trying to do to mess with the census. And that report, again, which we just got in detail today, gives us all the details we didn't have before on this fifth Trump cabinet secretary who was referred to the U.S. Justice Department for potential criminal prosecution. In all five of those cases, all five Trump cabinet secretaries, it was the Trump Justice Department that refused to bring criminal charges despite those criminal referrals. But, like, you know, widen the lens a little bit. You know, meanwhile, the lawyers who brought the cases, brought the lawsuits that the former president wanted after the election to try to get the courts to somehow overthrow the election results and somehow keep him in office, those lawyers who were acting on his behalf are all facing court sanctions and potential disbarment in at least four different jurisdictions. His other personal lawyer, not the one who already went to prison, the other one, has just had his law license suspended in both New York and in Washington, D.C. for his role in making those same false claims before the court. Oh, and he himself was impeached twice, that's a record, and he's personally facing a criminal investigation under Georgia state law for interfering with elections officials in that state. We're also awaiting a potential second round of indictments derived from these allegations of a years-long multi-million-dollar criminal tax fraud scheme that's already led to the indictment of his company that bears his name and its longtime CFO. I mean, not only is that not normal for an American presidency, like, in what country is that normal, right? And in what universe is that the person who you pick to be the prohibitive frontrunner for the next Republican presidential nomination? Wow. Imagine, like, you know, they're trying to recruit people to the next Trump presidential campaign. Listen, if you play your cards right, you might become a cabinet secretary. And if the last time he was in office is any indication, that gives you only a 1 in 3 chance of being referred for federal criminal prosecution during his four years of his term. If you want to run the campaign or the inaugural, though, the odds are pretty good you're going to end up in the Crowbar Hotel. Just hope that it happens soon enough for him to pardon you. I mean, like, the record is... Anyway, today the latest ceramic horse to fly by on the carousel of choose-your-own-adventure alleged felonies by all the people Donald Trump put into government and onto his campaign, the latest one to fly by is 74-year-old Tom Barrack, who used to be famous for having bought Michael Jackson's terrifying Neverland ranch zoo thing in Southern California. Now Tom Barrack will be famous as just another one of the people in the top orbit of the Donald Trump presidency to face serious felony charges. Tom Barrack is a very wealthy businessman. He was a top fundraiser for the Trump campaign. When Trump won the presidency, Tom Barrack became chair of the Trump inaugural committee. The financial weirdness around Trump's inauguration has been something that stood out from the very beginning We covered this pretty intensively on this show. Tom Barrack raised more than $100 million for the Trump inauguration. In context, you should know that's way more than anybody's ever raised for any other inauguration. That more than doubled the previous record for what had been raised and spent on any previous inaugural, including the mammoth and historic first Barack Obama inauguration in January 2009, which brought more than a million spectators to Washington and featured just about literally every single A-list entertainer in the United States of America. The Trump inauguration in 2017 was not that. They had like a DJ guy who played electronic drum sets that would like light up and do special effects when he hit them. They had a group called the Piano Guys. instead of like A-list entertainment, it was a tractor parade and empty bleachers along the inaugural parade route because there weren't enough people there to even fill out the parade route. Big swaths of emptiness in the National Mall, which famously infuriated Trump on his first day in office and ultimately set the tone from day one of him ordering people who worked in government to start lying for him, even about easily checkable, obvious, and petty things. The small size and the small crowds and the sad little events of the Trump inauguration were a story unto themselves, of course, but more importantly, there was just this huge mismatch between the small scale of the event and the huge amount of money that they raised and supposedly spent on it. I mean, how do you do an event that is a sliver, a fraction of the size of the previous version of that event, but you spend more than twice the money doing it?
Okay, so she's going to talk more about that. And bottom line, it's this guy who just got arrested was working with the Arab Emirates thing for $1 billion, and he got busted. The point is what I'm trying to say is anybody who's connected to Trump, I mean, this guy is toxic. You heard everything, are going to get in trouble. I mean, the shit just unbelievable about his administration and the corruption. But the reason I interrupted it is because there was something very important I wanted to talk about. And this has to do with Biz Markie. And I want every black person to hear this report. It's only 3 minutes, and you need to hear this. This is coming from Chris Hayes yesterday, and I listened to it, and I was really shocked. But really listen to this. And it goes with the beginning of what I said about black men only live up until in their 60s, as white men live up to their 70s. And then I went into the shots, and I want you to take care of yourself. But this goes with it. Listen to this. Just listen to this, and you're going to be shocked. This was yesterday, Chris Hayes.
But there was that truly unnerving foreign agent case against Flynn's business partner, where prosecutors in court.
That's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. Then when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. Here's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend.
Marcel Theo Hall, known to the world as Biz Markie, was most famous for that, his 1989 top 10 hit, Just a Friend, which is a forever classic. But he was so much more than that. He was a DJ, beatboxer, a bona fide rap legend who worked with everyone from Big Daddy Kane to the Beastie Boys, Will Smith. A couple years ago, he was actually profiled in the Washington Post magazine, and he had this incredible thing he said about fame. The weirdest thing about my fame is that when I'm thinking it's almost over, it just sparks back up. They're not letting me die. The public, the fans, they like me around. Biz Markie died last Friday after a decade-long battle with type 2 diabetes. He was 57. Back in April, hip-hop musicians, legends DMX, Black Rob, and Shock G all died within the span of a few weeks, and they were 50, 52, and 57 respectively. Last October, one of my all-time favorite rappers, MF Doom, died at the age of 49. Now you can say that, well, musicians die too young all the time, and that's true, or the right rapper life cycle burns out quick. But this is also about disparities that have long been documented. Earlier this year, the American Medical Association noted, the country's pervasive health inequities were evidenced by a tragic tally of more than 74,000 excess deaths on average among black people compared with white people each year between 2016 and 2018. It's even more stark when you look at just black men, as all of these rappers were. The average life expectancy for a white male in this country is about 75 years old. The average life expectancy for a black male is about 68 years old. That's 7-year difference. When we talk about structural racism, you know, in critical race theory, the big bugaboo right now, that's what we're talking about. It is worth noting that black men get considerable less years on the planet than white men. When you're asked what structural racism means, that's what it means. It means a society that takes years off people's lives, the only thing we have, because of a million different things that have built up over hundreds of years, produced a system where black people are more exposed to violence and more exposed to toxins and more exposed to health risks and face more barriers for health treatment and on and on and on. This is not some abstraction. It's not some question of hurt feelings. It is literally life and death. Racism kills. It takes lives too early every damn day. Bismarcky, like so many others of his generation, died at a tragically young age and, like others, left behind a rich legacy that perhaps went largely underappreciated until it was too late. But Biz and others deserve more. They all deserve more. At its core, that is what the fight for equality and against racism is all about.
And that's the point. We don't go to the doctor. We don't go on good diets. We don't watch what we eat. And when I hear, when I see something on the TV and I see a little black girl getting shot or a little black boy getting shot and people don't pay attention to it, but when they do pay attention to it, the first thing they say is, take the guns away, which we all know that's impossible. Nobody's taking nobody's guns. But they're not talking about the gang violence that our little girls and our little boys are being shot. Our little girls and our little boys are being inducing gangs and selling drugs and everything. They're not talking about that. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about, well, we'll stop. That little girl got shot. Okay, let's use it as a political point about guns, and let's take our guns. No, this is not about guns. This is about gang violence. And not one, including Barack Obama. It's such a political grenade that nobody's talking about. But the real problem is the gangs and innocent people being shot every day. You're not hearing that. It's not, the political people are not talking about that because, one, they're black kids, who care, or they're brown kids, who care. But the better political points is, let's take the guns from the white people. That stirs up shit. That creates the ratings. That creates everything. And we, as black people, we've got to look into our community and say, somebody needs to talk about this. Somebody needs to save our children. Because we're just accepting that this shit is going on and on and on. It's gone on too many times. But Chris Hayes' story is right. We don't go to the doctor. We don't go to the dentist that often. We don't go on diets that much. We don't start exercising. We don't take care of ourselves. We live in crime areas that, and it's not crime areas, it's economic areas. So I'm only say every hood's a crime area because, no, I lived in a hood. I like the hood. But it is about economics. And black people need to start thinking about it. We need to start thinking about our diets. We need to start thinking about economics. We need to start thinking about doing better for ourselves. We need to improve the odds for us to live. I don't want to hear, well, the popo's killing us. Well, the popo's not killing all of us every day. We really need to change and get better and improve these odds. And that's why the story is there. I'm going to open up the phones. We've got 60 minutes, and you guys talk to me. You guys talk to me because I really want to hear it. Even Ellen, talk to me because she lives in Louisiana, and the crime is unbelievable. But nobody's talking about gang violence or what's going on in the hood or economics. They're talking about, let's just take your guns away because it's sexy and people will talk about it. I mean, King, I mean, you guys just jump on in if you have anything to say about it. But
Starting yesterday, they're doing a veto session. The first veto session here in Louisiana in over 50 years. And one of the things that they want to try and get overturned that Governor Edwards did was, you know, he's against giving guns to people without training, the 9 hours of training, and without a background check and without a permit. You know, he's against that. But you have a lot of these kiss-ass Republicans that want to, you know, that want to keep that, and they're against him doing that. So you want a bunch of crazy-ass people. The crime here in New Orleans is already at a sky-high, you know, limit, and you want a bunch of crazy-ass people running around carrying guns who have no training, who really probably don't even have any right to carry a gun, and this is what you want to overturn.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is the George Floyd Act thing, right now sitting on the desk. Go ahead. Go ahead, Big Mail, or go ahead, J-Did.
I'm sorry about that. I ain't mean to cut y'all off, but what I was going to say is that it's, I mean, like you said, Mr. Jackson, they cutting out the guns, stopping the guns is not going to stop it because people are going to find a way to get guns anyway. But now, like, as far as gang violence and gang control and all that, I think they should get that under control. That's part of the problem, but you got these politicians and stuff and government. I mean, I know I'm free to say what I want to say on, especially on our on radio station. But
yes, you could.
These people, man, these people putting this stuff in our neighborhoods and making us and killing and putting the guns and drugs and stuff in our neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not trying to blame everybody for our problems or about black-on-black crime. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But just like Mitt Ellen was saying, I don't want no gun in the hand of a crazy person that can't damn shoot because everybody that got a gun can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to walk around because they showing off their guns and think they intimidate somebody and want to scare somebody. Yeah, nigga, excuse my friend, but nigga, I'll shoot your motherfucking ass. They quick to want to kill another brother. But all these racist antics going on with these Ku Klux Klansmen out here and stuff like that, you never want to kill them. That's what I don't understand. But
right.
You're quick to
right.
want to kill your own race. You know what I'm saying? That's a,
right.
that's a big problem.
That's right. Was it, Jadid,
yeah,
are you still
so,
here? I think you're
yeah.
right.
We gotta figure out some kind of solution on how to get that straight. Because like in my little hometown, my city, Albany, Georgia, crime is just ridiculous. I'm pretty sure y'all heard about Albany, Georgia, but it is off the chain. I'm talking about, man, I remember, this was a long time ago. I remember these two guys were playing a card game, and the guy had lost. He shot the guy over a card game because he lost. And you know, he's talking about he thought the guy was cheating. And I remember another incident where the guy, this dude had beat this dude up with the weight bench bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beat him to death with a weight bench bar. They were fighting over a female.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff like that, man. You know, little petty stuff. I mean, like, some of this stuff still falls back on us, man. You know, you can't quit to blame white people for everything.
Right.
You know.
I mean, I reached out to Coca-Cola. I reached out to the toy shop and everything. And I want to know if they have an internship going on. And to hit see, it's not about killing. It's about economics, jobs, money, this. Everything starts with money. And if I can see if they can set up some kind of internship in Chicago or Detroit or Kansas City or Arizona, whatever, that these young black kids, women, boys and girls, get a chance to get some kind of internship or mentorship. That's what I'm trying to reach out to, and I don't know if I'm going to be successful, but all I know is that I can't sit here and see another – I mean, here's another story, but I think you did had something to say. If you do,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the time, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wanted to say something. You know, it's two main things that I want to point on, you know, with the violence and everything, the guns and everything. You know, one thing I would say is you know, in the Nation of Islam, we were taught to also, you know, the first religion was treat people how you want to be treated. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Even before Islam was created, the first religion was treat people how you want to be treated. You
mm-hmm.
know, so that I feel
right.
like, man, once we all can agree, like every hood, at least start with every hood. Once every hood can at least agree. And treat people how you want to be treated, and then
mm-hmm.
we can follow through with the path of true love. You know that
mm-hmm.
that path we'll be able to come together on that path. Because
mm-hmm.
when the economics come, we're gonna have to continue to treat each other right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the second thing I wanted to say was, you know, with the economics, you know, we're starting. I'm with the. I know you talked to Brother Tremikis with the Phoenix Local Organizing Committee.
Right.
Me,
right.
My, yes, sir, and I appreciate that too. And me, I have the Love Army. I have the Love Army, Nauru Family,
mm-hmm.
New World Rulers United.
Mm-hmm.
That's my organization. What I'm doing now is I'm focusing on, you know. Every hood, we're going to be in Chicago, New York, Phoenix hoods, Cleveland hoods. You know, what we're doing is we're focusing on having just a basic structure of business, getting hair clippers donated to every
right.
hood and pickup trucks, clippers and pickup trucks, hair clippers
mm-hmm.
and pickup trucks. So for example, we start here in Phoenix, Arizona hood. You know, focus on one hood. We just get
mm-hmm.
donations of hair clippers and pickup trucks. Donations, haircuts and pickup trucks. We do that. We start the business here in Phoenix, Arizona, one of these hoods. Then you know, let's say somebody. Thank you, sir. And
mm-hmm.
you know, and let's say somebody that lives in the Phoenix hood, they want to move to Cleveland. Well, Cleveland is doing the same thing. They have hair clippers and pickup trucks donated to their hoods too. So every hood
Damn.
You go to, they're doing the same thing in Chicago hood. So every
mm-hmm.
hood that somebody goes to, we're all doing the same business, at least for a start. Of course, it'll grow. They're doing other businesses. But we
mm-hmm.
know that every hood you go to will have clippers, hair clippers, and pickup trucks because every hood is doing the same thing. Also, the name behind that is United
mm-hmm.
Hood, United Hoods of America.
I like that. I like that.
Okay,
well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I like.
Well
I like that
done.
Too.
Yeah, well
thank
done.
Thank you, family.
But we got to rethink everybody. Seriously, the numbers don't lie. The numbers don't lie. If I have to tell you the obesity in the black community, do I really have to tell you that? Do I have to tell you that we're not getting our checkups? We're not taking care of ourselves. We're not doing our diets. I mean, and putting money back into our hoods, and a hood is not about gang violence. It's about economics. It's about economics.
Economics, and I wish these doggone mayors and city councils will stop shutting down the Boy Scout Club, stop shutting down,
yeah.
Stop moving jobs and all that good stuff, all that consists of the economy. Because, for one, you got to have these kids keep their mind occupied on doing something positive when they're working. If they ain't got anything to do, of course they're going to go to crime. You know what I'm saying? They're going to go to crime and go to jail trying to take from people and stuff. But I'm not making no excuse
on
the reason why people are doing stuff.
That's why I was about to say,
here in New Orleans, the majority of the crime right now is being committed by teenagers that keep being let back out on the street. They keep carjacking these people. They keep breaking into these people's cars. They had one guy on my news yesterday. His truck was broken into 9 times.
Yep.
And
that's a hell of a truck.
Damn, we must got a stash in there. Somebody.
I know. What kind of stereo you got in that truck?
His truck isn't the only one that's been broken into multiple times.
These vehicles are getting broken into over and over again by these little brat-ass punks
that keep getting let out on the street by these stupid judges.
I know.
Problem is these kids are bored during the summer and they have nothing better to do.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Yeah.
We have 7:06 before we go off.
That's exactly what I was trying to get at.
But back in the day, and I know a lot of our beautiful ladies are out there single and they have kids, and I understand it. Back in the day, we used to have the Big Brother program that if a lady had a single boys and she's going to work all day and she used to take them to boys club or whatever to get off the streets. We should have this Big Brother kind of thing as a mentorship.
Big brothers, big sisters.
I don't think they have it anymore.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I know, but for single ladies who you know the man in the house and a mentor, we should mentor our children. It's 2 minutes left. Stay with me because I got a story that's going to break your heart. 706, you're live on the air. 706, hello Georgia. I got Georgia.
Hello, Brian. It's been a while. It's Sarge here. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, doing good. How you doing, man? What's up?
It's all good, as the saying goes, except for what's going on all around us. Sheer, utter, total madness, lunacy, and demented behavior from the highest office in the land.
That's true.
Now, look, man, I got to tell you something about this here thing. First of all, with gangs in Chicago, remember, I was a Chicago copper, well, not Chicago, but an Illinois State Policeman. I worked in Cook County in Chicago. Let me tell you something about these gangs and these politicians. Here's what they do. There was an alderwoman there. She went to the federal joint for corruption. Her name was Arenda Troutman. Now, a black disciple's enforcer, I forget the guy's name right now, but he got caught driving a ride. She had an Escalade, and he got busted driving a car. Cops pulled over, he's driving his, and asking her, what are you doing with this alderwoman's car? Well, when she was asked about this at a press conference, she said, well, I let everybody in the neighborhood drive my car. See, she was this gangbanger's main squeeze. And see, what the gangs do for a lot of these, particularly Chicago politicians, but it's the same wherever you go in Democrat blue cities. On vote day, they get out the vote. And by saying get out the vote, I ain't necessarily talking about in the nicest way. Even though they'll use sugar to catch flies, they also intimidate and extort to get the vote out, too. But they get the vote out for a lot of these crooked politicians because these crooked politicians, in turn, will give them warnings because a lot of them sit on the city judicial councils and judicial committees and whatnot. And they give them more heads up about planned police raids and the like and police activities. So it's like a mutual thing with a lot of these. See, she was just one of the worst of them to get caught. But believe me, it ain't uncommon. Now, this thing going on with critical race theory, let me tell you something about critical race theory. It is pure, unadulterated, reformulated Marxism to fit the particular circumstances involving American racism, the history of slavery, Jim Crow, and bigotry. But that's all it is. The whole concept of equity is nothing more than Marxism. And let me tell you what its ultimate wet dream is. I don't have to make it up, brother. All I got to do is point you to one of the leading exponents of critical race theory, who tries to deny he's a proponent of critical race theory. You know who he is. He's Brother Ibram X. Kendi. And this is what Brother Ibram X. Kendi says. This is what kills me. These people deny the critical race. I can't believe it. This is what he proposes as the ultimate way to fix racism, slavery, and the legacy of Jim Crow and all other jazz. I'm quoting here. I ain't got to make this up. To fix the original sin of racism, Americans, this is a quote now, Americans should pass an anti-racist amendment to the United States Constitution that enshrines two guiding anti-racist principles. Racial inequity, and word again, is evidence of racist policy, and the different racial groups are equals. The amendment would make unconstitutional racial inequity over a certain threshold, as well as racist ideas by public officials. It would establish and permanently fund the Department of Anti-Racism, comprised of formally trained experts on racism and no political appointees. The DOA would be responsible for pre-clearing all local, state, and federal public policies to ensure they won't yield racial inequity. That word again. Monitor those policies, investigate private racist policies when racial inequity surfaces, and monitor public officials for expressions of racist ideas. The DOA would be empowered with disciplinary tools to wield over and against policymakers and public officials who do not voluntarily change their racist policies and ideas. Now, if this isn't totalitarianism, I don't know what the hell is. And let me tell you another thing, too, Brian. Let me tell you another thing, too. You know, I mean, honest to God, man, honest to God, this is the only way to implement something like this would be to have a totalitarian society where everything is run through the filter of how it's going to affect specifically appointed groups. I mean, everything in life would have to go. This would be like the ministry of everything. We run everything.
Literally. Right.
And remember, today's absurdity in this world, this bizarre world we're living in today, today's absurdity is tomorrow's reality. We're living through transgender times right now, brother. And you're not even allowed to criticize it or question it. Who would have thought it 10 years ago?
You go out and say, man, I don't agree with that transgender stuff, gay stuff. But then look at you like, oh, you homophobic. Oh, you racist. And like, whatever,
you need to be canceled. You got to be canceled.
Yeah, you're going to be canceled. Yep.
Man, I'm telling you, and it's absurd today, but tomorrow it will be reality if we don't challenge all of this right now. And this critical race theory is truly insidious. It really is.
It'll cause your business to go down. It'll cause your radio show to be shut down. It'll cause your movie to get boycotted and all that. I'm like, come on, man. Like, really? Y'all got to do all that just because I said that about gay people? And said that about trans?
You can't even look. When he talks about being canceled, you can't even go to the government's website, the government's very own website, and talk about what the government says about the adverse reactions to vaccines. Go on a social media platform and then say, hey, this is what the government says about the potential adverse reaction of vaccines. Oh, you can't say that. That's anti-vax. Boop, you get canceled.
Yep.
Look at this fine gentleman. Look at this chunky looking raggedy-ass fool that's a spokesman for the White House. Listen to what she said. What did she say the other day? If you're canceled on one social media platform, you ought to be canceled on them all. This woman is literally telling social media, you are our contractors for violation of the First Amendment. You will act as our proxies.
But you know what? You brought up a point, Sarge, because Biden says something. I wanted to talk about two things, and we're going to end the show. We're still live on TuneIn. We're still live on Stitcher. We're still live on iTunes. We're still live. You know, Blog Talk, we're the only one that we're in podcast, but don't listen to it in podcast, and it runs over like it's live. I do want to talk about that stupid thing about the launch of the Bezos and his little astronaut thing. But before, I want to talk about how I feel like I was insulted and he slapped me in the face. You said something. You said something about racism, and I forgot about what you were saying about canceling and all this stuff. Racism is going to be here forever. You can't stop racism. I'm a real guy. It's learned behavior. You know, from when you're born and blah, 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 whether you don't like Muslims, whether you don't like Christians, whether you don't like Palestinians, whether you don't like the Jews, whatever. It's got to be here. You can't stop it. It's like the same bullshit like stopping bullying. I don't know who jumped on that and said, yeah, that's a good idea. It's impossible. It's human behavior. It's just human behavior when you're a child. We, the strong bully the weak. It's always been that way.
Yeah, human nature is evil sometimes.
Making our kids soft and stuff like that. Come on, man. I'm like,
I can't stand it.
When I got bullied, my mama told me, you better go out there and fight the ass back, or you better then go out there and say something back. Now they making it, well, bullying is a crime. It's wrong. And then, man, come on, man. Like, really, man. Man, go out there and fight that motherfucker back. Shit, excuse my language, but hell, man, go out there and fight that back.
My mama told me the same thing, brother. My mama told me the same thing, too, when I came home and had my lunch money. Just, you better go back out there and get your money back, boy.
Go out there and
I tried to get my money back. I got a whooping, but I did bloody one of their noses, and they didn't bother me no more.
Right, exactly. That's crazy, man. I like
hey, but I'm just saying here, look here. One of the best lessons I ever got in my life. When I was in Vietnam and I was a squad leader and we were supposed to take out a North Vietnamese bunker, and they had a machine gun section that was covering the bunker. And my platoon leader wanted me to get over there and put fire on the section covering the bunker so other guys could get in and knock the bunker out. They could maneuver to get it. And I was scared to death because I just seen somebody get shot. He just got his arm blown off, and I was scared to death to get made. I couldn't move. I couldn't tell my squad to get moving. I didn't want to do nothing but lay there and cower and shit peach seed. That's all I wanted to do. I was scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
My lieutenant came over to me and said, "Sergeant, get your damn squad moving." He kicked me in my ass hard as he could. Got me to doing my job. I am more grateful to that man for doing that than anything anybody's ever done for me in my life, because I couldn't have looked at myself in the mirror if I hadn't got up and done my job.
Right.
Sometimes that's what you got to do with people. You got to kick them in the ass and tell them, get moving. And quit giving them soft pity to suck, putting talcum powder on their backside.
Then, like I said, I'm gonna say it because we on a radio station where we can say what we want to say. But stop making our men into sissies and stuff, and make our boys into real men instead of sissies.
Amen to that.
I mean, because you got to have that. You need to have that father figure in your life. You got to have that father figure in your life. But if you're comfortable just sitting around not doing nothing, you spoiling these kids, you comfortable spoiling them all the time, not letting them have the way all the time, they're gonna turn out to be soft.
Hey Brian, I was surrounded.
I have to disagree with that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of women, you know, look at me and my mom. My son Paul, he is in no way a sissy.
I was surrounded by tough black men who are hard as nails. And if I had ever come up to them with a term like microaggressions, they would have looked at me like I was out of my damn mind.
Yep.
What? A microaggression? You know I almost got lynched when I was 15? Microaggression.
Can't even whoop them no more now.
It's pathetic. It's worse than pathetic. I mean, the world is not, the world is not designed for your comfort. It really isn't.
You can't even work with no more now.
Everything people have done to create civilization, to the extent that we enjoy the comforts we do in civilization, is literally a struggle against the brutish nature of nature itself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find air conditioning and heat other than from the sun in the wild. You don't find potable water even in a running stream. They had to have inventions and technologies to create this stuff. And it was a fight all the way. And that's the way life and history is. And I hate what's going on today, particularly what they're doing to black people and young black men in particular.
Right. Right. Exactly. Remember my point exactly. And like I said, I ain't trying to offend nobody on what I say about that with the men, with these, you know, they being raised up and turning them, you know, they being turned into senses or whatever. I ain't mean no harm by when I said that, but I mean, it just, if you ain't got that father figure, but you know, you got some moms out there hard like the guys too, you know what I'm saying, hard like the guys and put their, their foot down with the boys or whatever, put their foot down with them and raise them right. And sometimes,
right.
You know, like me lady was saying, sometimes they still might not be, turn out to be gay or whatever. But all I'm saying
right.
is, and I ain't making it like I'm homophobic either, because I'm saying
mm-hmm.
we all got gay people in our family. I mean, if I had a child, if I had a son, if my son or
mm-hmm.
daughter was like that, I'd love them the same way. But that don't mean I agree with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying.
I
understand what you're saying. You'll love them the same way. But encouraging it, and I can go with Will Smith with his son Willard or Willow or whatever. I mean, look at that kid. When he comes to Will Smith's kid and Jada's kid, what is the kid's name? I mean, he's a good guy. And he's transgender.
Jaden.
What's going on with him? And they
I know you shouldn't want to offend anybody. I don't want to offend anybody either. But let me tell you something. If I got to speak what, as I say, the new lexicon is my truth, and I do believe my truth is transcendent truth, whether it is or isn't, I believe it. When I speak my truth, if it offends somebody, so bloody well be it. I think it needs to
right.
be said. It ain't my intention
right.
to offend, but if it does, get over it.
Right. Yeah, then on top of that, like, man, like, really, like, you got to get your penis cut off. If God wanted you to be a woman, he would have made you to be a woman. I'm just saying, I don't want to get in no trouble for saying this, but quote the Bible, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Parents are encouraging this behavior that from young kids, and when you get a kid 9 and 10 and saying, Daddy, I'm a girl and this and this and this, you don't know. You know, back in it, it's like the society is creating man sissies, man punks, and man cannot even look at a woman anymore. Forget if you look at a woman getting sued or ruin your whole family. We can go on and on and on, but I just want to defend some single women. Single moms are sometimes tougher than single dads, man. I remember in kindergarten, somebody took my sandwich. I came home. I didn't have lunch at school. My stepmother said, "What happened to your lunch?" I said, "A kid." She said, "You better go back to school and you better kick his ass." I was so afraid of my stepmom, I kicked everybody's ass in my class, even the girls' ass. So you know what I'm saying? I did. I know what was wrong, but
that damn adrenaline rush. Hey, one of y'all gonna get up, come up my goddamn cell. I'm gonna beat everybody ass and cuss.
Exactly, I'm gonna beat everybody. Because some moms, I have seen some moms when I'm growing up in Inglewood in Philadelphia. I have seen some moms jump in a fight, and kick the boy's ass because her son's getting beat up. I have seen that shit. She goes, come on, let me get tap in mama. And she would go in there and kick that boy's ass. So single moms, man, just because you're raised by a single mom doesn't mean you're going to grow up to be a punk, because some of them single moms, man, they're not going to tolerate that bullshit.
They're right.
And Ellen, too, I know how she raised her son, and she raised him tough, too. So, I mean, she's one of those moms that says, you know, get up, dust yourself off, do what you need to do. So I know that kind of mom she is, and she didn't raise no punks. Hey, that's the end of the show, guys.
Okay.
3 hours
go by fast.
Brian. I wanted to tell you something real quick. Chicago put Louisiana on the travel advisory list.
Did they really?
Along with Nevada. Arkansas, Missouri, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. People coming from, you know, the four states in the Virgin Islands, they are required, they are required to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours upon arriving in Chicago.
I thought we were past this. You know what? I was saying this, and then Big Neil will end the show, but I was saying this. I'm a sane man. I'm a logical man. I'm not much of a biblical person or a spiritual person. I do believe in God, but I'm not, you know, such a spiritual person. But I could, if a guy was next to me and said, this is the end of days, Brian, I would have no argument with him. What's going on in China, what's going on in Africa, this pandemic thing and all this stuff, the earthquakes, the fires, and all the flooding, the climate change. I would have to almost listen to this dude, because I would have no argument and say, man, you crazy. It looks, if you're spiritual, this is the end of days, especially with this pandemic bullshit. But anyway, go ahead, Big Neil. Take us home.
Okay. Yeah, what I was going to say is that, you know, like I know the era is different now with how kids is raised now than how it was back when we were coming up, we wanted to stay going outside, playing, doing this and doing that, and keeping ourselves active, man. These kids just want to stay inside, get out of shape, and play games. But at the same time, you know, at least they ain't out getting in trouble, though.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you.
So,
I hear
you. Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy, man. You can't, you can't whoop them. I remember, back when we were coming up, we got our ass tore up.
Yeah.
And then the neighbors helped whoop your ass.
The neighbors helped.
Yeah.
I got in trouble once, and the preacher, my mom took me to church, and the preacher kicked my ass. And it's like, what the hell is this? I know what you're saying, the community, man. The community is watching you and keeping you on the right and narrow, and that's what we're missing. All right, guys.
Yeah.
We're running late. Thank you. I can't thank so many. I'm afraid to thank everybody because I'm going to miss somebody, but I want to thank Brother Jadid coming in there. I want to thank, of course, Brother King, and, of course, Big Neil, everybody. Thank you, sir.
All right.
In.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me come on your radio station.
Hey, anytime. I enjoyed the conversation and miss the Ebony Princess Latia and, of course, Ellen J., my executive producer, Miss Ellen J. Take a bow. Ellen J., thank you for coming in. And we have an interview tomorrow. There's like six other people I didn't get to. We had a great conversation. Tomorrow I have an interview with Mr. Crawford, and he has a book that he written about the West. And then that interview will go 20 minutes, and we'll talk more about what's going on with our community and our kids and the voting. You got to understand what's the voting going on and how black people are getting harder and harder to vote. But then again, it's like, hey, I'm black, man. You could move that shit to another state, and I would be there the first time before that door opens up. So I don't know if white people are patronizing us and saying that we're so shiftless and lazy that we will not go and vote because they moved it a little further than we're used to. We'll have that argument because they're doing that to white people, too. They're going to be there. Guess what? We're going to be there, too. You know what I'm saying? So we'll have that conversation.
You know what, Brian? You know what? I'm in heaven because Trump is going down. His whole empire is
burning. Yeah, his whole empire is going down. So
exactly.
We're gonna. I'm not too happy with Biden. I'm not too happy with Biden because Biden has the George Floyd thing on his desk right now, which putting police accountable. And I don't know what's going on with that. He's not signing it. I don't know if he has the votes or not, but we're going to go with that, too. And we'll talk more about politics, relationships, and men. You got to grow some testicles, man, because I agree. Men are growing up pussies and punks these days and really soft. And it's scary because they run around. And then I'm also pissed off. Does it piss you guys off, just me, that I'm seeing a billionaire spending $27 million going into space, and he has the nerve to thank people from Amazon? I want to thank you guys for buying my products, and I want to thank my workers at Amazon because you're the one who made me go up in the air. But meanwhile, you're not paying your workers, and meanwhile, the service at Amazon sucks. But look at me. I'm in space,
somebody,
all this bullshit. Is it a slap in our face?
Somebody needs to put a stop on
right.
to Jeff Bezos.
And
you
know what gets me is, it's these rich, entitled people thinking, oh, this is going to be great. What a new frontier. Motherfucker, nobody, none of us is going to be, even if it is possible to go in space, we're not going to afford it. Nobody has $260 million. What does this do for us, you know? Shut up.
I know, right?
Go ahead, Ellen. I stopped talking. Go ahead.
$27 million. God,
$27 million for him to go 10 minutes up there. $27
million. Damn, buddy.
$27 million.
Hey, but shoot, $27 million. That like shit. That like damn what? $10,000 to him though.
Oh man.
Cause he'll,
you know,
he'll be, you know.
Then he has the nerve to thank us. I want to thank you guys for buying my product so I could do this. That's what he said. I want to thank you for buying Amazon so I can go in space and spend all this money, and show you that shit that you could never afford, that you could never experience. You know, to me it was a slap in the face. And as always, guys, Ellen Johnson is going to take us out of the studio. You got the last word, Ellen, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Go ahead, Ellen. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, no, I was just saying that, you know, somebody really needs to put a stop to Jeff Bezos. He shouldn't have the monopoly on everything that he has the monopoly on. You know, buying up a pharmaceutical company, buying up all these, you know, making it hard for musicians and authors to make a living because he undercuts the publishing houses with their books and he undercuts the musicians with their songs.
I do agree, but it's good business. I would do the same thing. See you guys tomorrow.
You wouldn't, Brian. You would not.
I would in a minute. I will buy up all the whorehouses and everything and have the girls for me. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye, y'all.
All right, bye.
All right, man, love y'all.
Love you, too. Hope to see you tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Bella.
Bye.